Hey guys,
what's going on?
What's up, everybody?
People,
it is the Seth and Colby show.
It is the show.
I'm Seth.
I'm not.
He's not Seth.
And the other guy.
He's the other one. It's the Seth and the other guy.
The show. Other guy. Seth and the other guy.
That'd be like a good like morning show.
Seth and the other guy. Yeah. What's going on?
Seth and the other guy. Only every morning.
We're here to wake you up with our unnatural, positive, hyper-energy, active attitudes.
Dude,
and
there's
voices.
There's so many bad radio shows.
Yeah.
They only get worse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I only listen to the radio, like, twice a week when I'm taking my kid to
never
school.
Never do. I'm very happy.
There's just one channel. It's called Beat the Bobcat.
Oh.
And it's literally just trivia, but randomly a bobcat noise will go off. You know? And if you aren't finished answering your questions by that time, you lose. I'm sure that's not rigged at all.
Interesting.
Right?
Not a button that just says I'm done.
Oh, he's on
guy.
The fourth question.
Dumb
hit the bobcat.
You're not getting your prize, bitch. Suck it.
There's also this other one called You Can't Top Tiny. And there's this man, his name's Tiny, because mm-hmm. everyone in radio has a ridiculous name. His name just can't be Seth.
Sure,
it's got to be something
gigantic,
ridiculous, like
yeah.
Z-Swigs. Mm-hmm. You know, Tiny, okay? And you get five questions. He doesn't know what the questions are either, okay? So you get the questions first, like who directed Star Wars? George Clooney. You know, that type of stuff. And then the second, then he gets that question, okay? And if he gets it right, you lose.
George Clooney?
Right. But if you get it, if you tie, he wins anyway.
Huh.
So there's five questions.
Uh-huh.
If you all get them right, he still wins.
Uh-huh.
That's rigged.
That is rigged.
Like, I thought radio was supposed to be about giving to the listeners.
Nah, they don't give a shit. Fuck the listeners.
It's like, we will give you a prize, chat, if you type anything in chat, but that prize is voided if you use your fingers or keyboard to achieve that. So.
If you're watching on mobile, just press the little...
Nope, use the finger.
Nah, damn it. Nose to the microphone.
You're
going
to have to prove that you touched it with your nose.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's going to be hard to do.
Yeah, they could beat it, though.
They could.
You left an open hole. Your system's flawed, bro.
Dude, I can't help it. I just love
They're
to leave holes.
Shove their, you know, way around into that hole.
What? What? Shove their way around into
I
that hole.
I said hole, and my mind went to dirty places. I'm sorry.
Well, mine did, too. I just don't know about shove your way around it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're going to shove their way around it into that hole.
I don't know what that means, man.
It means figure out a way to break your rules.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or beat you.
So how was your Super Bowl Sunday, man?
It was great.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Patriots household?
Yep.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How'd that go for you?
It got real quiet, real fast.
I can guess the moment that happened.
Yeah.
Did it involve Tom Brady losing the ball at the end of the fourth quarter?
Kind of might have did that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I figured that was it.
That was a bad one.
I was thinking about you while I was like, oh,
no,
Colby died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm murdered. I'm a ghost.
Oh,
the rage
man.
Was just so uncontained that
was it hard for you because you're not really a fan of either team to kind of be like this is actually a good football game, but you couldn't show that emotion because you had to root for the Patriots?
No, I was fucking oh god, no, I was nervous. My heart was going.
I mean, it was a
like,
good game.
Oh, they're losing. They're losing. They're not coming back. Oh, they got the lead. Oh shit. Oh shit, they lost the lead.
But they showed that stat on TV.
But yeah, it was a really good fucking
right,
Super Bowl.
Right. They showed that stat on TV that was like the Patriots have come back in six of their last Super Bowls to win, and that's all the Super Bowls they had been in.
Yeah.
So like that stat was like they've always come back and won. And so they're just getting their hopes up and then just dash, dude.
They would have done it if he didn't fumble the
ball.
Oh,
totally. Absolutely, yeah.
Oh,
and it's so great isn't the right word. I don't know. It's something that it was Tom Brady that messed it up too,
because
he's the golden boy,
right?
Yeah, yeah. And he messed it up.
Yeah, one of the people I was with, they were like, "This is the end of the dynasty right here."
No,
the end of it.
You think he's not going away? They'll be back next year.
Not as good as they have been, though. Maybe.
Does it matter?
Does it matter?
Does it matter if you're not good enough to win, but you're still second place every year? Like,
no.
I think that's really embarrassing to the other 30 teams in the league.
Yeah.
Who get beat by the 40-year-old. Sure, he's not the best, But he's better than everyone else except for one team, right. And he's 40.
Yeah.
I felt bad for the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback who, like, won all those games and then didn't get to play in the Super Bowl. Like, that sucked for him. I just saw his face over there just like, they're going to win and I'm not playing. Like, I mean, I'm sure it's great. Like, he gets paid and everything no matter what.
Did he get a ring? He's got a ring, right?
He'll get everything. Just like if he played, but he didn't.
Just so dumb.
Like, I feel like as a competitor, even on your own team, you got to be mad that you won a little bit. Because if you'd lost, you would feel like you didn't miss out on the experience like you did if they
were. Or, yeah, that you're not worth what you're worth.
Right.
Like, I could be here or not. Right. And they're going to win a Super Bowl anyway. Uh-huh. So, great.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, even though he got him there.
Yeah.
But he didn't win the Super Bowl.
Right.
The guy who won the Super Bowl arguably could have also got him there. So, did you watch any of the commercials?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about those Tide ads, man?
We paused a lot during the game.
Yeah.
Like, for food and things.
Uh-huh.
And so we were behind a lot of the time, and then, like, to get back up before phones started giving away the game with updates and shit, Brenny was like, can we fast forward it? Can we fast forward it? And then everyone was like, no!
Yeah, the commercials are, like, the point.
Watch the commercial!
You just can't be on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to hide it.
Yeah.
But then I had this watch on, and then I got an update, and I was like, uh-oh.
Well, I was very sure. Like, I was polite.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, are you caught up? Before I sent anything.
Yeah.
I'm guessing most of your friends probably
we weren't
aren't that
too
polite.
Far behind.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Lots of stuff in the Super Bowl.
The Tide ads got me, man.
Those Tide ads were so good.
Were the best ones.
Did you see the one where they came back from commercial where it was like, the Super Bowl is brought to you by Tide. And Tide. And Tide. And Tide.
I didn't see that
and
one,
each
though.
One was a different, like, Tide ad. The one that got me was the Mr. Clean.
God,
one.
Yes. That was mine. Let's say Sarah. It's a Tide ad. I just rewatched that. Like, not.
I have them. I have them. We can watch them on the show.
God,
but
it was the best. Thing
was,
ever.
And also, I have the trailer for Solo, Venom, Skyscraper, Jurassic Park, Mission Impossible, and Deadpool.
I was wondering why there are so many YouTube.
We got all those trailers that we could either watch, not watch, discuss, or not discuss today on the show.
Gotcha.
We also got new emojis. That'll be happening.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and the rocket thing with Elon Musk.
Rocket Man!
Like, everybody apparently is really into this rocket thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Falcon Heavy, man.
Yeah, man.
It's a badass name.
I wish, whenever I see Falcon Heavy, it makes me think of, like, Falcon Light, like a beer, you know? Because you got Miller Heavy, Miller Light, you know, Bud Heavy, Bud Light. I just want
Bud Heavy?
Yeah. You don't order a Bud Heavy?
No one ever orders a Bud Heavy.
I do. I've ordered
it's a
Bud Heavy.
Budweiser.
No, you don't say Weiser unless you're a Nazi!
A Bud gets confusing.
That's right. That's why you say Bud Heavy.
You want Light, you want Weiser, you want Weed. Like, what do you want?
Bud Weed?
A Bud...
I order Bud Heavy.
Do you got any
no,
Bud,
you actually
man?
Tell the bartender I'd like a Bud Heavy.
Really?
Yes.
The fuck is that?
It's Budweiser.
No one says
yeah,
that.
Yeah, king of beers, yeah.
No one says that.
Well, how else are you supposed to do it?
A Budweiser.
Light?
That's what they have ask. Budweiser Light?
No, but people are going to ask. They're going to ask, man.
They're not going to ask.
You say Bud Heavy, they know right away.
God, you're dumb. That's dumb.
I'm a professional.
You're stupid.
I'm cutting down the milliseconds of time between my hand and beer being in it.
Budweiser, Bud Heavy.
Yeah, but Budweiser, they're going to ask a question.
They're not
if you get Matthew
question.
The bartender, he's not going to know what Budweiser you want. You want Bud Platinum? You want Bud Lime? You want Bud Light? He's going to ask all those
they're
questions.
They're going to grab a Budweiser because if you wanted any of those other things, you would have said those other things.
Can't assume that, dude.
Yes, they assume that shit all the time.
Nope.
I went to the bar the other day. I made eye contact with the fucking bartender, and she just gave me a Miller Lite.
That's,
no words were exchanged.
That's sad.
They were just, she's just like, there you go. I'm like, you got me. You know what this shit is.
That's sad,
about.
Man.
Nah.
That's sad. You know, we've come full circle. You know,
nah.
You know how we started the very first Seth and Colby episode that we ever did? I think my first words were, does it mean you're fat? If you go through the McDonald's drive-thru and they give you a Big Mac instead of a cheeseburger, just because they know
that
you.
That has been said,
Yeah, that's literally what's happened now with you and beer. You just walk in, they're like, here's a Miller Lite, sir.
Yep.
We know this man. He's a regular.
It's a specific bartender, but yes. Yeah, that
doesn't make it better. I mean, I'm sure it was a specific drive-thru-er. Worker.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. You got me.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad. Yeah, I'm fat and you're a drunk. Great. That's what it's great. It's actually great. Yeah. It's sad to everybody but the people like us.
Which is everyone. And the people like us. The people that aren't like us don't exist.
The depraved out there.
Yeah, the perfect. that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Man.
We only know the depraved.
Right.
All right. Well, let's start the show.
Let's get.
Shall we? And then we'll start watching YouTube videos.
End of the show.
All right, here we go.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you.
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutia of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, meme culture, and weird science.
I like a stand here, present some egghead scientific argument based on fact. Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. We are a podcast that talks about stuff and things twice a week. Once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time, and once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time. Both of them!
Both!
twitch.tv/Seth and Colby.
Yeah,
that's
buddy.
Where you can watch live. If you don't want to watch live, go to youtube.com/Seth and Colby. That's where the video on demands live. Are. And if you don't want to see our faces, you just want to hear the voices.
Gonna get shot.
It's on the MP3 version on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. There's a regular RSS feed, all at SethandColby.com. Also,
shoot you in the dick.
Be sure to go to SethandColby.com and scroll down and click the shirt button. Colby, are there new shirts this week?
Yes.
Are there really?
Uh-huh.
Aren't.
Yeah, there
you're
are.
Just saying that.
I am not.
So if we go.
You bet me $20 right now.
No, I'm not doing
shirts.
That. You wouldn't get your money. I don't have $20
this
week.
Oh, yeah, there's new shirts. You know it.
I'm going to go check out this intro.
You do it.
I should bet you because there's definitely not new shirts. I don't like that laugh. I don't like that laugh. There's no chance it's new shirt. But anyways, guys, thanks for hanging out today. We're going to talk about the movies that have come out. It's like trailer season or something.
Trailer time.
I don't know why.
It's
we're
that
also
time of year.
We got rockets to talk about.
Space movies and
talk about
and
Tide
stuff.
Ads. It's going to be great.
Hey, guys, this is a Tide ad.
Yeah, this whole show is a Tide ad. Only
not.
It's not. We have stains? I don't think so, man. We might be a Tide ad. We might be a Tide ad.
Maybe.
But yeah, if you want to support the show, okay, you can do so in a few ways. Number one is to follow us on Twitch. It's absolutely free.
Follow us!
Go to twitch.tv/SethandColby, click the follow button. It does help the show. Also, you can subscribe to the channel
subscribe
on Twitch.
Subscribe to the channel!
$4.99 a month. There's a couple tiers. If you're feeling really generous, you can subscribe for more than that. And the other way is to donate your money.
Donate that money!
If it happens, a loud foghorn will go off, scaring me.
Oh, God! Something popped in my ears. Was that how loud I was?
I mean, it wasn't
did
loud.
Did I just create a sonic boom, or did my headphones glitch out?
It wasn't okay, that loud to me.
My headphones glitched out.
It's probably because your headphones have never experienced such noise.
No.
Although I yell.
I know, I'm not even going to try it again.
I yell every week, so.
It just doesn't.
I don't know. But yeah, anyway, yeah, those are the ways. Those are the ways to support the show, and we thank you for doing that.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
You want it back, man?
They will die.
Hit the mic.
Okay, there you go, man.
That hurt my head.
Some stuff. All right, first things first.
I'm a little dizzy now.
Hey, Basement Brain, how you doing, my man? How you doing? Let's see. Let's go to raptorteeth.live here, and let's see if there's some new shirts.
Yeah, there's totally new shirts, bro.
I know there's not.
Nah, there's totally new
shirts. Let's see. I'm not going to click right here on the Z Swigs tab. not going to do that. Although there are some great shirts in there.
No, there's not.
And then I'm going to click instead on the Seth and Colby. Oh, my God, there's new shirts.
Oh, my God, there's new shirts.
Look at this shirt. Chat. Oh, my God. That is the best thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, man. Also, I wrote a description. You should read it.
Oh, my God. An inside joke, a phallic reference, a bit of both. You betcha. Get the motorcycle riding, cigar smoking, babe chasing hog shirt and show it some much needed attention. This t-shirt is everything you dreamed of and more. It feels soft and lightweight with the right amount of stretch. It's comfortable and flattering for both men and women.
I also wrote one for the Star Wars one.
I wanted to read that though because I liked it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah. I thought it felt worked good with it. So this is the hog shirt.
It comes in
black heather. It comes in a heather forest, deep green. It comes in a heather teal, which is like a bluish.
And then red.
And then red.
And then red.
Red. Only if you're not fat, okay? $19.99. That's all it is, plus shipping. But that's it, man. Unless you're fat. If you're fat, it's a little bit more.
I'm really wanting that.
Just like your food budget. T-shirts, unisex. Let's see what else. This one, Seth and Colby. What's it say? The stupid... Oh, that is fantastic. Oh, that is great. Oh, man. I love it. All right. In a galaxy far, far away, there lives two idiots who battle for the crown of stupidity. Help them monetarily. Huh? Oh, monetarily. Money. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I just read a word that's real and was like, what is this word? Help them monetarily conquer their enemies by sporting the greatest shirt known to the galaxy. That is beautiful, man. Wow. Well, I'm glad I didn't bet you money because I don't have $20 to give you right now. But
I wrote it out, man. I wrote it out.
That is incredible right there. The hog and the Seth and Colby t-shirt now available at raptorteeth.live. Or you can go to sethandcolby.com and then scroll to the bottom if you don't want to type raptorteeth.live because you're lazy. But yeah, look at that, man. That is fantastic. Well.
Yeah, intro again. What's up? No music either. I'm the music, Seth and Colby. So I will massacre you.
I want to turn it off, but now I don't. Now I kind of wanted it to keep going. I did that half right. I turned off the music, but I never turned off the intro. What an idiot. Yeah. Oh, okay, dude. Well, that's awesome.
I had time, so I did it.
Those shirts
are
beautiful,
more,
dude.
But I did the Star Wars one, and then I Googled, like.
That is beautiful, dude.
Other movie posters, and then none of them were typography based.
Gotcha.
And I was like, I'm not gonna Photoshop our faces.
Well, that hog is incredible, so
I thought it was alright.
That hog is incredible. I don't know who is gonna wear that around.
I don't either.
But
it's a good looking shirt.
It is great. I mean, as far as like hog shirts go, people probably assume it's like a zoo shirt or something, right? Or like maybe an amusement park ride or something.
I don't know.
I took a ride on the hog.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. I appreciate you people, so I felt like to give you something that you could pay for.
Now,
which helps us, but
just out of curiosity,
you get a shirt out of it.
Okay, so. not that I'm not happy you made these. I'm very happy you made these.
Mm-hmm.
If I go to if I go back here, click this one. Why can't we make this hog head right here the emote?
Because it's too small and you won't be able to see it.
Okay. I don't think that's accurate, but
we can certainly do that.
I'm gonna take his word for it.
I will.
I mean, I think it would work, right?
Sure.
I mean, you might have to remove some hair detail or something, but
boost those eyes up a little bit.
Yeah. Grow it.
Grow it.
Grow the hog.
Grow the hog.
What are you talking about? Are you Bane?
I'm confused.
You talk with a cup in front of your mouth.
You merely embrace the, you
think the hog himself. You think the hog is your ally. You merely adopted the hog.
I was born in the hog.
I was born in the hog. The hog will betray you. Colby's getting swole. I don't know how these people. You look the same to me. But obviously you don't.
I feel the same.
Should we pull up a video from a while ago and see if you look significantly different?
I have put on about 10 pounds. So I'm glad it shows to someone. Thanks, dude.
He notices everything, man. Yeah, when did you start getting swole? Like, let's go back to the beginning of January. Like, let's do our first episode in January. Let's do the 4th.
That was a month ago, bro.
Okay, we're going to do this. No, I haven't gotten swole at all. Throw your hoodie on the bed swole back in. There. It looks real great, man. Yeah, you do. You look bigger, dude.
To make you upset.
It didn't upset me.
Trigger
I don't really...
your rage.
Your arms really look care. Bigger. Oh, look yeah. at your sleeves, yeah, man. Really your sleeves are busting out.
Right here. Make
you rage. Nope, I'm gonna do the whole show like this.
Our show is so dumb.
Oh my god, dude. I didn't mean to click on this one. I was trying to find one that has where you're wearing the same shirt.
How about them legs, though?
Sure, there's one. Let's see. Oh, I'm glad dude decided to explain his insult. Thanks, man. Appreciate it, bro. How come you're not wearing your shirt in any of these? I've sworn
I don't wear the shirt.
I guess not.
It's been a long while.
It sucks, dude. I wanted to compare shirts exactly.
Yeah, this one used to be a little bigger, but now it's pretty tight. And I am not skipping leg day. I did that yesterday.
Yeah, you should see his pants, Chad.
My butt is sore.
His pants, the reason the camera is panned up as far as it is because one day his pants are going to burst on stream.
Very tight.
They're so tight. Like, it's disturbing how like I feel like he's gonna lose feeling in his legs.
Mm-hmm.
They're so tight. So yeah, it's he's not skipping leg day.
They're
definitely is not.
They're big, but they're purple because they can't breathe.
Just like Barney.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what I'm doing with my life.
Love leg.
Okay,
day.
Man. Where should we
don't
start?
Skip that shit.
You want to start with the biggest
chicken? What?
Just gonna move on. Do you wanna start with the biggest Star Wars news of the week?
Yes.
Okay.
Quiet.
Game of Thrones
I'm
creators
Bane.
David Benioff and D.B. Weiss to write and produce a new series of Star Wars films. The people behind Game of Thrones are doing a new series of Star Wars films. They'll be separate from both the episodic Skywalker saga and the recently announced trilogy being developed by Rian Johnson, writer director of The Last Jedi.
Dude.
So they've already got another series of Star Wars films. One led by the guy who made The Last Jedi, and then now the new one led by the Game of Thrones people, and then they still got to close out the Skywalker one.
This new one isn't a Skywalker one.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so, yeah.
The only connection is Kylo. That's the only connection.
Oh, you think Kylo's you mean literally the one we're watching now is this guy? Well, Luke was in it, man.
Fuck Luke, he died.
Leia's in it, man.
She died too.
No, she
and
didn't.
She ain't no Skywalker.
She came flying out like
she's
Mary Poppins. She's
Organa,
gonna be alive forever.
Man. She's dead.
I mean, she's dead at IRL, but she ain't actually dead. I'm glad they didn't go with Rian Johnson on this new series. No, they did.
Yeah, there's two.
Yeah, there's series. Two series. There's mm-hmm. there's one that's a trilogy. That's being being helmed by Rian Johnson. And then now there's a series being helmed by the Game of Thrones people. There's two things in development in addition to the Obi-Wan movie, the rumored Boba Fett movie.
Give it 20 years, we're only going to be getting Star Wars movies.
I doubt it, dude. Star Wars only. And Marvel.
Only.
Thought they canceled it? I didn't hear that. Did you hear that?
I did not.
I don't think that happened. Mm. One of us would have heard that. We're very savvy.
We could not have heard that, but
yeah, we could not have.
I would assume that they wouldn't cancel it because fucking Kathleen Kennedy's all up on Mr. Johnson's dick. But
I'm googling it.
I mean, with the reaction from fans for The Last Jedi,
maybe they obviously didn't cancel it because it says right here in the Star Wars press release.
Yeah,
these new films and the recently announced trilogy by Rian Johnson. So if it was canceled, it wouldn't be in here. Right.
Right. That would make logical sense.
Yeah, yes. Mm-hmm. So.
Quite.
So we're going to get a lot. I mean, why? Look, I say this all the time on the show, like with Batman and everything else. Why don't they just copy what Marvel does? And Star Wars is owned by Disney just like Marvel is. They're going to copy what Marvel does, right? Why wouldn't they?
Because Marvel's being bled dry?
It's not. Marvel's last five movies, four of them have over 90% on Rotten Tomatoes and have made over $1 billion worldwide. If anything, they're better than they ever have been. You would put it in perspective, their worst rated movie, reviewed, tomato meter-wise, mm-hmm. is Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah, that was last year.
Well, I said of their last five movies,
oh, okay.
four of them.
Mm-hmm.
Guardians is the fifth one. And it had, I think it's 88 or 86%.
Spider-Man,
Thor. Doctor Strange, Thor, and whatever one is in there that we're missing.
Black Panther?
No, Black Panther has a 100%, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, though.
Really?
Now it's 99. I opened it up from the story, and it's 99%, but it was 100.
There's a racist in there, man. He's like, damn all black people, I mean, yeah, in this film, guy can't get my culture on, man.
Guardians will still be amazing. I agree. I
think that wasn't my favorite.
That's my point, is that their worst movie is still great.
It was
worse.
It's better than Justice League, which I just saw.
Dude, the bowel movement I took this morning when I woke up was better than Justice League.
Okay. Justice League was definitely better than I expected.
That's not hard to do.
Because I expected shit.
Yep.
But was still bad.
Yeah.
The Flash's character was supposed to be the comedy relief.
Okay. Not.
Just really awkward. Just really awkward.
Oh, God. Do we know D-Way? Yes. It's Leave the Channel.
Dead meme.
Dead meme?
Aquaman. Pretty good.
Okay, well, good. That's good, because he's got a standalone movie coming out.
He was the redeeming quality of the movie. One, I do like fucking Jason Momoa.
Dude, he's making bad decisions, though.
Like what?
He's in a new movie right now that, like...
Raven?
Is that what it's called?
Well, I saw it on my list of movies to watch. I don't know what it is.
He's Aquaman, dude. He could be an action star.
Yeah.
He was the freaking...
He needs to cut his hair.
He could cut his hair and then wear a wig. You know, like, he's in that Frontier show on Netflix. That mm-hmm. show is one of those, it's so bad, it's good shows.
Really?
There's only 6 episodes a season, so you can slog through it. It's not great. But it's also, that's part of why it's good.
Okay.
Like, it's okay every once in a while to have a show that's no, it's like True Blood. You remember how True Blood knew it was bad, and it was happy about it?
Mm-hmm.
That's what Frontier is like.
Gotcha.
Except it's in the 1500s, and it's in Canada, and it's cold. And there's no vampires that I know of. You can't really know. Vampires live among us. So.
Jason Momoa was good. Ben Affleck just didn't seem
he's
like he
it
wanted
in, man.
To be in that movie at
all. But we have a clip in our intro of Ben Affleck doing promos for...
I think as soon as that moment happened in time, he was like, I give up.
He's like, I've made a mistake.
This is now my current mood for every emotion. Like, there was times in the movie where he was supposed to be mad or, like, trying to be passionate about what he was saying.
Yeah.
And he's just like, we need to go get this guy.
Hey, can I just...
Stop.
Can I ADD it real quick?
Yes, what?
Did you read all the Maze Runner books?
I don't think I got through The Death Cure.
God! Because I went and saw that movie.
Yeah.
And I wanted you to explain what happened.
And Death Cure?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, the only,
it's been a second.
Basement Brain says, the only negative review on Black Panther starts with 14 months into the Trump presidency. Black Panther arrives
That's
on storm clouds of hype and with the presumption that as an African-set Marvel movie, it will deliver a resounding high kick to prejudice and decades of hierarchy, racial and otherwise, in blockbuster cinema. Yeah, so the man has an agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty obvious.
It's pretty
obvious.
Well, once you start anything with Trump presidency, it's good. It's either one of the other
sides. Right,
there's
still an agenda, though.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, The Death Cure, spoiler alert for anyone who is really into the Maze Runner films.
I'll just
gonna explain
I'm
what happens.
Kind of like recollecting here,
okay,
parts
so
of it.
Here's what happens. Mm-hmm. Okay, in a nutshell,
mm-hmm.
there is a friend of theirs who was in the maze. His name is Ming Ho.
Okay,
who for half the movie I thought his name was Mean Ho, and I made a lot of ex-wife jokes. Okay, but that's beside the
mean
point.
Ho.
Yeah, we gotta go save Mean Ho. I was like, what'd he do to you? Because he's a Mean Ho. But his name's Ming Ho.
Ming Ho. Yeah.
Ming Ho.
Uh-huh,
all right.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So he's been captured by Wicked, which is the bad guys, all right? And Wicked is trying to find a cure for the disease, flare, that is running rampant through the Earth.
Yep.
Okay?
I'm remembering this.
All right. Ming Ho has been captured by Wicked, and he's being experimented on, okay? Teresa, who is the love interest of the main character, who I don't know his name, I only know his actor's name, Dylan O'Brien. Do you know the main character's name? Thomas?
Yes.
Okay. They were lovers in the first movie, and then it turned out she worked for Wicked as a researcher, and she was a mole watching them in the maze, okay? She's experimenting on Ming Ho.
He was also a researcher for Wicked.
Who was?
Thomas.
I don't know that.
Yeah, him and Teresa sent everyone that was in the maze into the maze.
Well...
And they had them erase their memories. So then they went into the maze.
Okay, well,
even though they made the maze.
I forgot that from the first
movie. Teresa
remembered. That does sound vaguely familiar
Thomas
because, yeah, there was the flashbacks of them both working. But he decided to stay and fight Wicked, and she went back.
That's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened. Okay. That's the only backstory you need. Ming-Ho is in Wicked, okay? In the big building.
Okay.
In the last city on Earth that's surrounded by a Trump-grade wall, which I hope Trump never sees because he'll get ideas because there's giant cannons on it that blast people.
Oh, and yeah. He went to France and was like, saw a military parade and was like, I want one of those.
Yep. Yeah. So I don't want Trump to ever see Death Cure. Beside the point, okay? They find, like, the movie starts with them robbing a train full of maze recruits, flying it to their beach retreat, and they're reconstructing this giant boat so they can sail off to wherever and be free of Wicked forever and just live as the experimented
right
people,
yeah,
right, that they can now be free and just live their lives outside of Wicked. No cares about the outside world. They're safe, right?
Right.
So they thought Ming-Ho was on the train that they captured, but he wasn't. So Littlefinger, who is like the muscle for Wicked, okay, he took Ming-Ho knowing that Thomas would come for him.
Right.
Okay? So Thomas leaves in the middle of the night because he doesn't want to upset the bounds because they're ready to go. Like, 2 days from now, boat's going to be fixed. They're ready to go. So he left, all right, and took the redheaded kid with him, whatever his name is, Lizard or something like that. Newt.
Newt.
His name's Newt. Lizard was close, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He takes Lizard with him to the city. When they get to the city, he's immediately scanned by the drone. They all know he's there. Okay. On the way to the city, they also pick up the black guy from Breaking Bad who worked at Osmanos Perturbators.
Hermanos Esposos.
Yes. And they pick up Alita Battle Angel.
Who the fuck?
They're both together. Mm. All right. They're partners. It's Giano Espinoza, whatever his name is. Because I know there's a G and I know there's an E in there. And that's my racist white man saying of his Mexican name, okay? Los Pollos Hermanos.
There you go. That's
yeah,
it.
That's what it is. And then Alita Battle Angel, all right? They're both together. And those four... Wait, no, there's another guy with him. There's another guy with him, too. I don't know who he is. I don't remember. It's unimportant who this guy is.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They make it to the last city. Immediately scan. Big cannons fire. Kill a bunch of people. Littlefinger thinks that What's-His-Face is with him. Obviously, he's not. They run into the guy from We Are the Millers with eyebrows that won't stop.
Right.
Okay? Apparently, he died in the first movie.
Yes.
I don't remember that, but everyone else remembered and were very shocked to see him alive. They are now in part of a... Yes. You say that, Copa.
Giancarlo Espinoza.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said, too. So, they are meeting with the Resistance. Eyebrows That Won't Quit is now, like, part of the militia that wants to take down Wicked.
Okay.
And he goes, well, I know how to get you into the wall, and I know how to get you into Wicked, and we can only do it with Thomas. Okay? So they go in, they finally get into Wicked, or they figure out how to get into Wicked, and it's by capturing Teresa. So they do this whole heist, they capture Teresa, then they, like, get the chips taken out of their necks and all this stuff and blah, 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 blah. Okay, in the meanwhile, Teresa's been experimented on Ming-Ho. She thought that he was the cure. Shocker, he wasn't the cure. Okay? That's 45 minutes of the movie. I just saved your life. Okay? Right there. They get her, and they're going to use her to get into the city. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let's just fast forward. They're in the building. Mean Eyebrows hooks up some type of device into their electrical system that gives the militia complete control of Wicked. Okay? You know how in those heist movies you put like a clip on the cord and now all of a sudden you can do everything Wicked can do without
right.
passwords
totally.
Or any type of restriction.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Same thing happens in this movie.
Okay.
Okay? The Resistance then immediately begins to go crazy. They blow up the wall. They start going into the city, blowing up the city. Mm. Just murdering people left and right, blowing up apartment buildings. People have nothing to do with Wicked.
Sounds about right.
Okay? Also, while this is happening, we learn from the blonde lady who runs Wicked. She tells Littlefinger that the virus is now airborne. The last thing that they did with Ming-Ho didn't actually work. They thought it would, but it didn't. So she admits defeat and she's given up. Okay? That everyone on the world is going to be infected now because it's airborne and there's no cure. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Thomas eventually finds Ming-Ho. They get him out. They obviously are on the run now from Littlefinger, who figured out they're in the building. Okay. While all this mayhem outside is happening. Okay. Blowing up stuff. While this is happening, at some point, Teresa gets away and tests Thomas's blood. He's the cure. Okay. She makes one vial of cure from his blood. He runs away. He escapes. They're separated. Okay. While he's on his way out, Wicked gets attacked. Building starts to shake. You hear the PA system. Thomas, it's Teresa. I know you have no reason to trust me, but you gotta come back to Wicked. You're the cure. Okay?
You're the cure.
Yeah, while this happens, Newt dies because he had the disease.
Right.
Okay? It's real sad. It's a moment that lasts 15 minutes too long. All right? He's dead. That's why Thomas decides to go back, because he could have saved Newt if he had the cure.
Sure.
All right? He gets there. He's talking to the blonde lady. The blonde lady is like, thanks for coming back. Appreciate it. Boom, she's shot in the back. Littlefinger kills her. They're on the same side. I have no idea why she's dead, but Littlefinger killed her. All right, she's dead now.
Okay.
Don't matter. Okay. Littlefinger then takes Thomas hostage. They go up to Teresa. He ties Thomas to a bed, you know, with like the Satan people get tied down with straps and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Teresa makes a cure. Thomas takes it. He's going to inject himself to cure himself. Teresa hits him over the head with a vase. Okay.
Who, Thomas?
No, Littlefinger.
Okay, uh-huh.
Littlefinger.
Right.
He doesn't inject himself yet. There's still the one cure. Okay? Teresa unhooks Dylan. While she's almost done, he's got one arm left. Littlefinger wakes back up, hits her in the head. She's knocked out, down for the count. Okay? Then, like, Thomas is doing this weird frail where he's, like, fighting him while he's got one hand tied. He finally gets out. Okay? He grabs Teresa. They bolt. Yeah, they make it to the science room. Okay? I don't know why it's all sciencey, but there's
that's all sciencey, man.
There's people who are infected by the disease that are like clawing at the walls and stuff. And all remember, all this has happened. Like the building's on fire and it's like collapsing and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Final showdown happens in there. Littlefinger comes in. They're like Jurassic Park style. They're all hiding in cabinets, you know. And he's looking around with his gun because he's gonna shoot him once he finds him, you know. And he's saying villain things like, I don't know why you're delaying this. You know how it's going to end. You know, that type of thing.
Thanks, Kermit.
Okay. Eventually, Dylan O'Brien stands up, throws like an oxygen tank at him. It misses, hits the wall behind him. He goes, you missed! And Dylan's like, did I? And then the zombies break out and start eating Littlefinger's face. Littlefinger's dead now. Okay? Dylan, during this ordeal, turns out he got shot in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Who could have seen that coming? Still have the one cure with Teresa and then Dylan O'Brien. They got to run up the stairs. Okay, they're on floor whatever, and they got to make it to the top of the tallest building in the entire world. They got to go from the middle of the Burj Dubai to the top of the Burj Dubai, and he's got a gunshot wound.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They make it to the top. Once they get out there, turns out their friends, who had their helicopter, show up, lower the back hatch, so they can escape off the building. You just see buildings crumbling in the background. It's all very dramatic, okay? They can't get too close because the building's on fire. And Dylan's got a gunshot wound, so he can't jump. He finally makes it. It takes about I looked at my watch. It took about 16 and a half hours for him to make it from the top of the building to the helicopter.
That's a really long
way. Yeah, it was ridiculous, okay? He made it in there.
Mm-hmm.
The second he makes it in there, they all turn around and look. What's-her-face looks... Teresa looks dramatically at him. This happens for another 16 and a half hours of dramatic looks.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of jumping, she stands there and stares until the building collapses under her feet and she dies. Okay?
That's what I remember.
Yes.
Is that she did.
I don't know why she died. She could have jumped in there. She hurled a very swole man into the back of a helicopter, but she couldn't herself. Ironic. She could save herself. Or save him, but not herself. Okay?
Thanks.
Yeah, it's Palpatine stuff. So... flies off, fade to black, okay? Now they're at the retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is fine. He wakes up. He finds a note from Newt. He reads it. It's very sad. And then he pulls out of his pocket the cure. He walks to the beach, and he stares at the ocean, and then the credits roll.
I don't know if that's how the book ends.
Because I said... I guess the movie should have been called, like, The Death Cure? Because I thought the whole point was going to be that they finally figured out how to save the world. Mm-hmm. And him and Teresa could live happily ever after or whatever.
Right.
And no, she died. And then he decided, oh, should I save the world? Should I not save the world? And in the meantime,
If he doesn't save the world with his cure, the only thing he did was get a bunch of innocent people murdered in a city by going there in the first place. To save Ming-Ho, even though Newt died anyway. So, you know, addition by subtraction there, I guess. You know? I don't understand what he accomplished. He destroyed the last city on Earth so he could get the death cure. And then he's like, I don't know, it's pretty nice here on the beach. And he just stays there.
Yeah, I gave up on those books.
I was just so mad!
I think I might have finished it, because I remember Teresa dying.
I mean, that was basically the end of the movie.
I don't remember how it ends from there. I know there's another book after Death Cure, which is a prequel.
Well, that's what Chris said. She's like, she thought that he wrote more than three books.
There is another one, but it's a prequel with a whole new group of people. And they were originally, I believe, at the beach place, if I recall right.
Okay.
And it was a while back. But I don't fucking...
That
whole series is really dumb.
I mean, it wasn't bad. The movie was terribly paced.
It was all dumb.
Like, the movie itself wasn't terrible.
The books were bad.
Like, it's young adult. Like, it's not going to win any Oscars.
Really young adult.
But it's not bad.
It's like 13-year-old.
It's not like emoji movie bad.
It's anywhere under 15 because it's like they make up their own curse words.
That's true.
Like, I forget what the word for shit is, but it's the dumbest thing I've
ever heard. No, I remember that. They get rid of that in the third movie. There's none of that. None of that, okay?
Because, oh my God, the first book.
The last movie is just, it's about 30 minutes too long. That's really its biggest problem. And then the ending.
I'm surprised it made it all three movies.
Because it literally, if he doesn't do the death cure, you swap out Newt for Ming-Ho, he gets on the boat and goes to the beach. That could be the end of the movie.
Yeah.
That could have been it, because the same thing was accomplished. So I don't know, but yeah, sorry for spoiling that if you hadn't seen the movie. Sorry, Basement Brain. The first movie is one of the only good young adult movies. See, I don't even remember. That's part of the problem is that this movie took place because I think he got hurt. Like Dylan O'Brien got hurt or something, so it got delayed like a year. So like I barely remember the first and second movies. I don't remember the second movie at all.
That was the best book, in my opinion.
Was it? Mm-hmm. Chris told me we watched that movie, but I have no recollection.
Yeah, I think the second book was the best one. It was the one I actually, you know, there was stuff to be entertained about.
Okay.
Because the first one is just a whole bunch of, what's the book with flies in it? Lord of the Flies?
Yeah.
Isn't that about a whole bunch of boys stranded on an island and they're...
No idea.
I'm pretty sure that's what that's about. It's basically that.
Okay.
Except in a maze.
Okay.
And then somewhat horror when they go out into the maze and get chased by the fucking weird creatures.
Right, I remember those things.
Made
yeah.
out of Satan's wet dream.
Right.
And just...
Which we don't know why those exist, by the way.
Yeah, no, you don't. Yeah. You don't figure that out.
Yeah. I played a
little... Wicked's just weird.
All I knew is that Geralt of Rivia could take care of those creatures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were not... They were made out to be a lot more than they were in the fucking movie.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, those books were not great.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you saw that movie.
I mean, it was fun. It's free. I mean, we have movie pass, so we just went and saw it. And we had saw the first two, so we're like, we should probably go see the third one. It was just, you never find out what the hell was about those maze creatures? That's stupid. I don't remember. There's a cameo of one in the third movie, because to get Ming-Ho to secrete adrenaline, they, like, strap his brain in and, like, sees vision of running away from those creatures. Mm-hmm. So that's the only time. Like, the third one was very... Besides the fact that it's the last city and there's a virus destroying everybody, it was very not sci-fi.
Yeah.
Because it was pretty just... It was basically a breakout movie
mm-hmm.
until the end.
Hmm.
But, like, it was horrible because, like, the first... Like, getting the train, leaving to go get Ming-Ho, that's 15 minutes of movie. Okay? Traveling from getting Ming-Ho to the city, that's 5 minutes of movie. Meeting Eyebrows and getting into Wicked... That's 15 minutes of movie. Then them breaking out Ming-Ho to Dylan leaving and Newt dying is an hour, at least. And then from Newt dying to the end of the movie, let's say to the beach, is another 35 minutes. And then the beach scene is like 10 minutes. It's just there was too much.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like they were trying to make it so dramatic. Like when there's enough time for me to turn to Chris and go... Is this dramatic enough? And it's still just her staring at a helicopter? Like, it's too dramatic.
Oh, God.
And that was my biggest complaint with the movie. the story being bad is separate from the movie being bad, in my opinion. Like, when it's based off a book, I don't blame the movie for being bad at story. I blame the book.
Right.
Okay. The movie itself was also
pacing
not great.
Wise, yeah. Okay, similar issue with Justice League.
Okay.
The big old ending with that. Like, there's this one critical moment that turns the villain in from a villain into a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in slow motion. And it just didn't make that big of an impact on me. I'm like, what, that's all it took? Because everything else in that fucking movie was in slow motion.
Yeah.
And it was just,
maybe this was like, everything was like half speed, and that was fourth speed or something.
As shit, man.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch that. Like, there's some movies out there that are like, even if they're free because I have MoviePass, I'm just like, I'm not going to go see it. Like, Pitch Perfect 3.
No.
No, not going to go see it.
I had enough with fucking 2.
I had enough with 1.
Yeah, 1 was fine.
Yeah.
2, no. Kill me.
What 2 did, like, I left 1 going like, wow, acapella people who can actually, that's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 makes me go, if I hear acapella, I'm going to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Worst thing I've ever
heard. Anything following that that's not Pella, I'm stabbing
you. No, I hate Pella. Like, that was the only negative I had at Disney World as we went over Thanksgiving, and all I heard was freaking Pentatonix Christmas. Pentatonix. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't take it, man. And I'd be standing there in the middle of Magic Kingdom, and then I'd hear, and I'm like, shut the frick up, Fat Amy! I don't want to deal with it!
I don't give a fuck!
That's what it was,
dude.
That's what it was. So, yeah. But anyway, that was, how about these Tide ads, man?
Yeah, just a typical Super Bowl car ad. Right?
Or a hilarious beer ad.
Or whatever ad this is.
Does he look a little Peter Dinklage-y there? Yeah.
It's a Tide ad.
What?
It's a Tide ad.
What makes it a Tide ad?
There are no stains. Look at those clean clothes. What else would this be an ad for?
Diamonds?
A gift that lasts for a
night.
It's time for a cold refresh.
Tide ad.
I like how you just bring
to the sleep of
Tide. No. Tide ad.
Extreme.
No. Tide.
Tide. Meet the all-new.
No, it's a Tide ad. Tide.
So, does this make every Super Bowl ad a Tide ad?
I think it does.
Now, see, I saw this ad, and that was, I turned to Chris, and I'm like, that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they just did is they made every ad an ad for them.
Right.
Like, the marketer inside me goes, that's like a once-in-a-decade idea
yeah.
that someone cooked up. And it's right after Tide Pods,
mm-hmm.
which is the greatest point. Because you either have 2 jokes. You go, like, I want to eat a Tide Pod now more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have the, I'm never going to think about Tide Pods. Now we think this is a Tide ad, which I think is what actually is going to happen, unless you're a 12-year-old meme fool.
Mm-hmm.
But meme fool, by the way, new thing.
But, meme fool?
Meme fool.
I'm a meme fool.
I don't know what it is, dude.
I'm a meme
but
fool.
But then they took it up a notch by also making other ads Tide ads.
Oh, yeah.
Hello again, ladies. Is your man the kind of man who would climb the height? I'm in a Tide ad.
Nice pants.
There's a horse.
Get off my horse.
With 2 saddles on it, man.
Very long horse.
Tide ad.
Tide ad.
And the best part is, like, that guy's face. He goes, I'm in a Tide ad. Like, he knows. So great. Then there's this one.
Beautiful. Like a Tide ad.
And they're all just short like that. Speaking just really quick. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what was the Budweiser commercial this year? And it was the water one.
Yeah, where they spent $100,000 on water donations, mm-hmm. and they bragged about it in a $5 million commercial. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was
a good one. I liked that this year. A lot of hate for those sentimental ads.
Yeah.
Like, the Dodge Ram one used the Martin Luther King speech,
right.
And apparently in that speech he literally talks about the evils of capitalism and mentions Chrysler specifically, and they used that speech in their ad.
Mm.
And then, the Budweiser one, where they donated $100,000 worth of clean water, but they spent $5 million bragging about it.
That's crazy.
So, you know, like, people are like, maybe stick to the Tide ads.
Yeah, maybe.
You know.
Maybe just be a little light with your ads.
Yeah.
Not be so fucking sensitive.
This is the best one.
Sarah.
It's a Tide ad.
That one killed me.
Yeah.
Like, when that one aired, I had...
Oh, me too.
I had just hit the stride of drunkenness.
Rich turned to me, and she was like, really? Really? I'm like, that one fucking... That was the
just, you don't see that one coming, dude.
That was fucking Mr. Clean.
And that commercial is so disturbing when it's not a Tide ad, mm-hmm. that you're like, God, it's this commercial right. again. And then they made it better by it being a Tide ad, dude.
Sarah. It's a Tide ad.
And he dances, dude. It's so great.
Sometimes the signs are hard to ignore. Whenever you see clothes this clean, that's a Tide ad.
Clean clothes may be an indication of a Tide ad. Tide users experience 10
like more cleaning power. The small, Tide is America's number one. Like it says, based on sales, Nielsen laundry detergent category. But up here, it says America's number one detergent. And then the voiceover says America's number one detergent in America.
Detergent in America.
Which is fantastic, dude. But yeah, those ads right there.
Yeah, those were the best.
Those were fantastic, dude.
Those won the day, in my opinion.
Agreed. They made like, all
I mean,
the other
I
ads.
I love Peter Dinklage's yep. little thing.
I like the
He was better than Morgan Freeman, in
yes.
my opinion.
Yes, oh, totally, 100%.
But,
well, and then Danny DeVito as the Eminem. Fantastic.
That's pretty good.
I like seeing a lot of memes where, like, it's him talking to the guy on the street. It's like, did you bang my whore wife? And, like, I like seeing those memes, which are great. Just Always Sunny all the time. Those are fantastic,
oh,
but yeah.
Shit.
Do in chat says, your merch panel on this channel is your old stuff.
What?
I don't think that's true.
What are you talking about, bro?
Because even if it is...
Brigitte bra?
I updated the
true. What are you talking about, bro?
Man, look at this
because
great
even
show
if it is,
on here.
Wow, this
that
is weird. Brigitte bra?
That great show on there. Merch, get yourself some cool T-Sack swag. Yeah, I mean, this is... Oh, dude's right.
Way to go, man. You're super smooth.
All right. Well,
did
we're going to.
Forget about that?
Yep.
You forgot about that.
Well, honestly, I just thought it would link to SethandColby.com on the merch.
Nah, you just forgot about that.
So we're going to change this to. We're going to change this to raptorteeth.live/SethandColby. In case you were curious about what it is.
Yeah, in case you were curious. What up? Now you know. You're in the know.
Yep. There. Thanks, dude. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Letting us know that we're fucking up. Appreciate it.
And now when you click on it, look at that.
Bam.
There's some shirts, dude.
The hog.
There it is. Thank you, dude.
Big old hog.
All right, man. You want to talk about any trailers? Here's the trailers we got to talk about. Okay? Now we can play them. We can just talk about them. We can skip them all together. But in the last, since Sunday,
yeah,
all of these trailers have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Solo, A Star Wars Story. Venom with Tom Hardy.
Yep.
Skyscraper, the new Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie.
Yep.
Okay. Jurassic World 2.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's this one? Mission Impossible Fallout, Deadpool 2.
I haven't seen the Deadpool 2 one.
Okay, we can start there.
Yeah, let's start,
with the Deadpool 2. Here we go. Oh, should show it probably.
That'd it's be- a tight ad.
I was born into war.
Oh, yeah, right Cable's in this.
People think they understand pain, but they have no concept of it. What's the most pain you've ever felt? Maybe the kind that leaves you more machine than man.
Wait, no, stop! What in the actual ass?
Dale, why are the visual effects not done? It's a metal arm. It's not like we're trying to remove a mustache.
I was like, why is his arm green?
I do it myself.
Did he just make a Superman reference?
I don't know.
Go back to that. Future.
Why are the visual effects not done? It's a metal arm. It's not like we're trying to remove a mustache.
Oh, yeah. That is a Superman reference.
You could hella tell in Justice League.
That his mustache was digitally
removed. Oh, yeah. If you're looking for it, yeah.
Why didn't he just... Dude, that makes no sense.
Dude, he gave more of a shit about Mission Impossible than Justice League.
That is hilarious. Well,
fuck it. I'll do it myself.
I'm Cable, and I'm from the future, and I like blowing shit up.
Pew, 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 pew.
Reach for the sky!
Oh, no. Sheriff Deadpool.
You know, you're a lot taller in the...
Shut up, you little asshole. Take this...
Oh! Regeneration powers, activate!
That's not something you say.
Zip it, Cable.
I got the stones to help you.
No!
No biting. They're done already? Oh, wow, that was unrealistically fast. Okay, hit it.
Oh my god. The driver's back. Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic.
Your time's up, you dumb fuck.
Well, that's just lazy writing.
Now, I'm of the opinion that Deadpool's overrated. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I'll let you go first.
I barely saw TJ Miller in that.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't really like him, so.
Yeah. You know he was in the original Cloverfield?
Yes, he was HUD.
That was like his opening role, yeah. I feel like.
Yeah, he was the guy holding the camera, right. Yeah.
And then just ever since, just downhill.
Well, no, Silicon Valley, I think he peaked, and then it's downhill. Mm. The Emoji Movie's like below the hill. Mm-hmm. It's like the Earth, and then there's the Emoji Movie underneath.
Right.
And like the septic tank. But I don't know, man. This movie, here's the problem I have with this movie. Okay. Cable was my favorite X-Men growing up.
I don't know him or what he does.
He is basically a time traveler. He doesn't like time travel, but he came from the future. He's not really that special. He just has like super agility, and he uses and like the ability to like interact with electronics really well.
Mm-hmm.
So he basically is just a badass. Okay, he doesn't like shoot laser beams out of his eyes or have regenerative properties. He's just really, really fast and smart. And gotcha. He loves to shoot things. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Sounds cool.
Yeah. So, when I see Cable in this movie, and I go, dude, Josh Brolin looks awesome as Cable. I don't like that he's in a Deadpool movie because I don't feel they're going to take it seriously. I don't know because I know Deadpool.
Did you see the first one?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's all right. The first Deadpool is just all right with me.
I mean, there's a lot of times where it's not serious, but I mean, for the majority of it, it's kind of serious.
Well, that's what I want to know, is like the marketing of that is not serious.
Right.
And it.
I mean, what I'm worried. The first one either, but.
Well, what I'm worried about, though, is that they. What made the first Deadpool great, from a comic book movie standpoint, is that they finally did Deadpool right.
Mm hmm.
What didn't make Deadpool great is the jokes.
Right.
Like, the fact that he jokes is why he's Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
The jokes did not make the movie good. It made Deadpool good.
Right.
I'm worried that now they're just going to be like, more jokes! Because that's what worked so well in the first movie.
Just more of the first one, man. That's all anybody wants.
I think you're right.
They love Deadpool.
Have you ever known Hollywood or Fox Studios to ever just give you more of the same? And not be like, let's add 8 characters. You know? Like, I think part of the fact that the first Deadpool literally said, here's the second movie, is to counteract a little bit of that. To keep it kind of indie. Like, by saying, the second one's just gonna have Cable in it. They can't make it a super X-Men team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can't do it. Because it would break what the first movie said. I don't know, man. I'm just worried that they're gonna add Mystique. And all these people into it, and Jennifer Lawrence is going to walk in for some reason, you know. And
that'd be great.
Instead of just Cable just ripping people's heads off for an
it's
hour and a half.
It's going to be mainly Cable and Deadpool.
That's what I want, dude.
Yeah.
You think that's what it'll be?
Yeah.
You're not worried at all that it won't be that?
Nah, I don't give a shit.
Basic phrases, I thought the first was a great mix of comedy and action stakes. I agree. I need to clarify, I don't dislike the Deadpool movie. I think it's overrated. I think the general public opinion is too hype. For what it actually was. Are you hot?
Yes.
I'm hot as tits.
Are you hot? It's hot.
So
anybody else hot? Basement, are you hot?
Anyway, so that was, I don't know. I'm into it. I like the Sheriff Woody jokes. That's funny.
That was pretty good.
I like that it says Wade on the bottom of Cable's foot. Like, that's funny to me. Like, there's just a lot of little inside jokes. You know what I don't find funny is, you know, him just, you know, saying bad words, and I don't find like that's not
lazy writing, man.
Yeah, and that's not funny. Like, even if you use it as a joke, like what they're trying to do
is get two jokes out of one. Mm-hmm. Because all the Matthews of the world go, oh, you said what the F? All the Matthews of the world are going to do that. And then all the highbrows of the world are going to be like, that's just lazy writing. So they can justify the use of that bad joke. Mm-hmm. Well, really, the highbrow humor I want is Deadpool and
which
Woody.
It, which costume. Would have worked, but it's been done before.
Yes.
In the first Deadpool.
Yes, agreed.
So
I don't know. That's the end of my rant on Deadpool.
Yep, no.
It's Disney now. They're probably going to keep the R movies separate from their kid-friendly movies. I'm okay with that. I don't think Deadpool's ever going to show up in the Avengers. I don't think that's possible. But no. I could absolutely see a rant. Like, I could see a random character from the Marvel movie show up in Deadpool. Not a Tony Stark, not a Captain America, but like a sidekick.
Right.
You know, I could see Hawkeye showing up in Deadpool.
Yeah.
Because no one cares about Hawkeye, man.
Who gives a shit about that?
He's not even in his own trailer.
Purple fuck.
What?
Purple fuck. What do you mean in his own trailer? He's not in the
Avengers. He's not in any of the Avengers Infinity War trailers, yeah. Man. It don't matter.
Good. He's probably not in them.
No, he's in it. He's definitely in it.
Well, he's just too small a name, man. They got too many big
yeah,
ones.
Jeremy Renner is too small a name. Yeah. That's what we're dealing with right now.
Purple Heart.
I mean, like, when I say no one, I mean kids. Mm-hmm. No one's like, I'm Hawkeye. Like, no one does that because they'd be beat up at school for not liking Iron Man, all right? Remember when we first met Hawkeye? He was literally a scout sitting in a crane, just looking at Thor punch people.
Yeah,
that was our introduction to Hawkeye.
Yep.
People wonder why he's not in the Infinity War.
Like, wasn't that guy from that Thor movie where he was in the crane?
Yeah, exactly.
Now he's watching over a secret alien technology thing. What the fuck's happening?
But anyway, all right. Deadpool's done.
Give me Solo.
Solo. Just now this.
I want to watch it again.
This is for you, man. Yeah. This is all for you right here.
Mm-hmm. Well-paced trailer, I thought.
I've been running scams on the street since I was 10.
And he speaks this time.
Yes, he does.
I also don't give a shit that he does not look like Harrison Ford.
For having a mind of my own. I'm gonna be a pilot.
I'm really mad Lando doesn't talk, though.
Best in the galaxy.
Hey, kid. I'm putting together a crew.
Woody Harrelson looks like Macklemore grew up.
You in?
That's yes.
I like how Lando's flying because it's his ship.
Yeah.
I might be the only person.
I don't give a shit about her.
What you really are.
I just want shit like this, man. This is why I'm excited for this movie.
Blowing up?
It's like just cool, really awesome looking spacescapes like that. That is fucking gorgeous.
Get ready.
However, I don't know why there's like an octopus thing in the sky.
Oh, we're in trouble there for a second.
This is actually the inside of the Solar Pit. People theorize this is the Kessel Run. That's what people theorize. I don't know, man. So you obviously like it, huh?
Yeah. I'm okay. Pumped.
You're pumped.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so ready for it to not... I hope it doesn't have, like, huge stakes.
Now, do you think that it's a Han Solo movie? Like, in your brain, psychologically, are you like, more Star Wars, big explosions, ships flying through
and stuff?
I don't
give a fuck if it's Han Solo.
So, to you, you don't care that it's Han Solo. I think
I
that's like why you might like
I
it.
I want this to be like an Ocean's 11, like... Robbery kind of Star Wars.
By the way, watched Ocean's 11 last night.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic movie.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It really is. So.
Yeah. There needs to be more movies like Ocean's 11.
You have a feeling it's going to suck?
That's my feeling.
I mean, that's a big feeling since we just saw the trailer. It comes out in 3 months.
Yeah, well, also the internet is pretty much 100% behind this looks like garbage.
Really?
I heard more people talk about this part of the movie. This right here. Where's it at? This right here. I heard more people talk about how bad that looked.
That logo?
Yeah. I've heard smack talk about any other thing in any other movie in the history of movies.
That doesn't look great.
Like, I don't know, dude. To me, I could care less.
Yeah.
And I feel like I said that about The Last Jedi, and then eventually I was like, all right, The Last Jedi looks kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care at all about this movie. And I don't know why. I can't put my finger on it. It's supposed to look retro? That would make sense. I don't know, man.
Yeah. It's definitely not the best logo set that they've had. Like, Rogue One was definitely better.
I'm so sick of Donald Glover.
I'm not.
I'm like, everyone's like, look at him. He looks so great. And he does look great. He does.
He could look better.
I don't know, dude. He's a pretty fantastic looking Lando.
It's a pretty good Lando.
Like, look at that, dude. That is.
That's a pretty good Lando.
Okay. I don't know.
Where's him in, like, the fur coat? Is that in this thing? Also, why are there fallen captains from Destiny in this movie? Can you answer me that question?
They're like, what's some weird space age art we could steal? Ah, Destiny, right. One of the biggest games. Yeah.
Destiny 2, by the way, the number 2 game of the year by sales.
Wow.
They just had their Activision call for the last quarter of 2017.
Cool.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Because I still feel like no one plays that game. Like, if you talk about Call of Duty, everyone knows what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about Destiny 2, no one knows what that is.
I played it once.
Right. And you only played it because I basically attacked you with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought it might be fun, and I played it, and it was not that fun.
It's very fun. It's very fun, and you're stupid.
It's not.
You know what else? Han Solo sucks.
You know what? You know what's funner? You know what's more fun?
What?
Call of Duty.
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm bad at Call of Duty.
I would much rather play the campaign of Call of Duty.
Oh, get out of here.
It's on rails. You just have to do the check marks, man. Yeah. You just play. It's more of a story that way. You live the story rather than being stuck in the story because you're too dumb to figure out the fucking story.
Hey, are you gonna watch me play The Witcher 3, man?
No.
Come on, man.
Never.
You should watch.
I'm never gonna do that.
Come on.
I get enough of you on this fucking show.
It's only going to be like 170-some hours of video that you have to watch.
170 hours. Let me just spend the next 4 months of my life watching you play through The fucking Witcher with the free time I have.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to. You can watch it live at twitch.tv/zslick.
I can't do that. I have a job that requires attention and not be focused on a computer screen.
Could I be really indulgent and show you this great new Geralt thing?
No.
I'm going to do it.
No, I said no.
It's too bad I'm doing it.
I said no.
I'm doing it anyway.
No. God, please, no.
Calm down, Michael. The Witcher. This was just, I don't know what's happening, okay? Okay, that's weird. Oh, it's just Witcher. Sorry. There's this guy. I don't know his name. I think his name is Maul. Okay, he's famous for having the best Geralt cosplay. He kind of looks like Geralt, and then he did like the full Geralt outfit.
Uh-huh. Okay, nerd.
He's been out of work for a little while,
sure,
because The Witcher is not happening anymore.
Nerd,
there's no more Witcher. Okay, the guy who does the voice of Geralt of Rivia, mm-hmm. Doug Cockle. All right, Geralt's got a very distinctive voice.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay,
yeah,
the guy who cosplay him doesn't. He sounds like me. He doesn't sound like Geralt. So when I do Geralt, this is what it sounds like. I don't sound like
That's
Geralt.
Really bad. Okay. You're bad at that.
Well, since they're not making any more movies or any more video games with Geralt, the guy also has some free time.
Mm-hmm.
So they just came out with like this minute and a half long video where the guy in the cosplay speaks with Doug Cockle's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't show you this except for something very weird happens when he goes to fight the monster.
If it's a live-action Witcher thing,
yes,
I'm down.
It's live-action.
I'm down there.
And I'm very confused by the ending.
I like the game. I just can't get through it because I'm very excited for the TV show.
Look at this moron. Look at this moron right here. Just realized that Charles Dance plays Tywin Lannister in Game of Thrones, a voice actor of Ymir Von Emerys.
Yeah, look at that dunce.
That's like a guy who's like, oh, I just realized Kevin Spacey's in Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. Like, that was, like, one of the biggest marketing things about The Witcher 3 was that Tywin Lannister played the Emperor.
I didn't know that.
That's because you didn't make it that far.
I didn't.
Okay, anyway, where are we going? All right, hold on. I gotta search for it.
Yeah, you search for that thing, man.
Here we go.
You're really good at it.
Okay, look at this.
Witcher!
Pretty good cosplay.
Please, I need your skill. There's this monster in our town. It is killing all our men. You have to help us, please.
How much will you pay?
I'll give you everything I have. That's what every man still standing after you saved us.
By the way, please, Netflix Witcher needs to look less cheesy than this, just for the record.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Come.
Like, he looks good. Everything else not good.
You should leave this town if you want to live.
All right, here it comes.
How dare you talking to me like that?
Do you not know
who I am?
No, I don't. Who are you?
It's Chuck Norris.
Keep it. This one's on the house. Roundhouse kick.
Like, I guess the idea behind it is that Geralt can kick Chuck Norris's ass.
That would be what it is, man.
How in God's name did they get Chuck Norris to do that?
That was definitely not Chuck Norris.
That was Chuck Norris.
It was from a movie he did.
Are you sure?
1,000%. They just got a costume that looked like his.
Well, he's in the credits.
No.
He's not in the credits.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, see, this is why I need you in my life, to explain these mysteries.
It was
mysteries.
Much shittier footage, too.
I don't notice that, man! The whole thing looked terrible!
Yeah, CGI'd in, or it literally cut in between a stunt dude getting punched in the face and a scene from Chuck Norris' movie.
Well, it looked terrible the entire time. So how am I supposed to know that?
Also, it sounded like Do You Know the Way, Man was the guy playing Chuck Norris. Go back and listen to his one line. It definitely was Ugandan-like.
This town, if you want to live.
How dare you talking to me like that?
Talking to me like that.
Do you not know who I am?
Do you not know who I am?
Who are you?
Do you know the way?
I just wish they would have never done it.
Yeah.
Like...
the joke did not land.
Like, I want fan service. I don't want it like that.
No.
Like, that's just weird.
Also, Chuck Norris is like, way, like, that was a 2000 thing to say.
Does that make me a bad fan of The Witcher? That I don't like this?
No.
Like, because what happened, like, if I put in headphones, this would be like, oh my god, Geralt's voice.
Right.
Seeing it, don't want it. I don't want it.
Well, not when it's a fucking joke about Chuck Norris from 2000.
It's not even that. It's just like, why is there some ridiculous... like, that is not what the games are like. Like, to me, what this does is it makes The Witcher like any other bad video game. Oh, here's a guy who needs you to kill a monster for money.
Right.
You know, I don't... that's not what The Witcher's about! And they made all the nerds, like me, who like The Witcher, look like that's what The Witcher's about, and it's not what it's about, man! Mm-hmm. What if they make Game of Thrones and it's just Cersei just banging every man, and that's what it is? That's not what Game of Thrones... okay, maybe that was a bad example. All right, it's Cersei just drinking wine for 8 hours. Okay, we don't want that. That's not what Game of Thrones is about.
It's similar, but... now, that would just be boring. This just takes what you love and shits on it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just like, you could have done an actually cool fight scene of some sort.
Right.
But no, you decided to punch Chuck Norris because you think you're funny?
My guess is that the guy who does the voice of Geralt doesn't want to be involved in these things because he's not getting paid.
Yeah.
Right? So he probably does it as like dude, I'll just record it, you know, an audition and I'll send it to you.
How do you think they're going to do that voice with the live action?
Oh, I don't know. I'm waiting to see who the casting is.
Yeah.
I don't... They have made very clear that the live-action Witcher is not based on the games. So I am fully bracing myself for it to be wildly different than the video games.
Might be a possibility.
Yeah.
Might be a possibility.
If they just remade the games, I'd be so happy with it. Mm-hmm. If they started before the games, and then they eventually worked their way through the games, that would be enough.
Yeah.
You could make 4 or 5 seasons of a television show off The Witcher 3. You can make 2 off The Witcher 2. The Witcher 1, they can skip. That game was cancerous. But The Witcher 2 and 3, masterpieces. Like, yesterday I've been rating stuff on IMDb now because I see a lot of movies. I want to remember what I think of them. And I was looking at The Witcher yesterday to see what, to see, because I'm about ready to play Witcher 3 on stream. And I was like, okay, who voices who in The Witcher 2 and The Witcher 1 that came back for 3? Because I know Geralt's the same in all three. But it's like, is Triss the main lady? Is she the same in all three? Yes, she is. Is Dandelion his best friend? Is he the same in all three? Yes, he is. And so I was just looking at that. And so I went and rated The Witcher 10. Wait, Witcher 3 a 10. And I went to The Witcher 2 and I'm like, I can't rate this a 10 because it's not as good as The Witcher 3. But it's not a 9 either. It's like a 9.75. And there's no 9.75 option, and I had a crisis of character, and I rated it a 10. I didn't know what to do, dude. Where is that link for that trailer? Are you talking about the one I just played on the thing? Here. I'll just put it in chat. Let's put it in chat. I don't know why I spammed it, but there it is. What's this? The brain just said, Morris, you can't sleep. And I'm sorry. Okay, or, you know, there. Base brain, fine, show me up. Be better than me in every way.
He got you. I mean, you got one on him.
Look at me, I'm basement brain, and I'm employed, and I know how YouTube works. Banned.
Banned.
You're not banned, I love you.
Oh, man.
But yeah, dude. This has 51 likes and 10 dislikes. Like, I'd say that's like, what is that? That's 20%, right? 10 out of 50, that's 20%. So 20% dislike that video. So that's fair, right? I would be part of the 20% then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I like half of it. I like that it's Geralt. I don't like that it's also not Geralt. And that Chuck Norris is there, and there's a random peasant. And that it looks like it was shot for $10.
Yeah, they went out to a fucking windmill and were like, okay, yeah. I already have the costume that I already had. You're a peasant guy. I can get anywhere.
It's like, just let Netflix do it, and you guys don't do it. Like, go to Comic Cons, you know, get... I would totally get my picture taken with that guy. He spent a lot of time on that outfit. Looks amazing, okay? Don't open your lips. You're not really Geralt, all right? You're not Geralt. I just want to not Geralt. Picture with me, but
God, shut up.
That's all I want.
Mr. Big Old Nerd over here.
Okay. Anyway. Solo. Okay, we have Venom with Tom Hardy. Okay. We've got Skyscraper, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, and we got Mission Impossible Fallout. And like I said, we can watch them, not watch them, discuss them, not discuss them.
Do the Mission Impossible one. No, dude, that is not the actual trailer. That is some cosplay, man.
No. That has no reflection on the Netflix series, which isn't even entered casting yet. Yeah, that's just some fan-made film.
Or go to Venom. Venom or Mission, either one.
Which one you want? You said Mission first. Here we go, dudes. Prepare for Tom Cruise.
He broke his ankle in this movie.
I actually have not seen this.
Should you choose to accept it?
Where is the rabbit's foot?
I wonder...
Oh, that's a bad guy from the
Rogue
Nation.
The end you always feared is coming.
I guess he gets out then.
And the blood will be on your hands.
Oh no, he's got a beard now, maybe not.
The fallout.
I forget.
Of all your good intentions.
It's on Amazon Prime. Just go watch it.
You had a terrible choice to make in Berlin. One life over millions. And now the world is at risk.
This is the CIA's mission. If he had held on to the plutonium, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
His team would be dead.
Yes, they would. That's the job.
Down with the victims. We both know you need them. I don't know, man.
It looks like exactly what you would expect.
You don't understand what you're involved in.
Very damn.
How many times has Hunt's government betrayed him, disavowed him?
It's a lady from the fifth one also.
How long before a man like that has had enough?
There is that mustache. You can't break the friction. So, you can't break the pressure.
So. He's climbing rocks again, man.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe we need to reconsider that.
I like that Ving Rhames is back.
So, how is he?
Oh, you know. Same old Ethan.
That was his wife. Are they going to show the ankle break? Yeah, here it is. It's right there, dude.
What the hell is he doing?
I find it best not to look.
I mean, the only reason to see this movie is because all the shit that you're seeing is really happening.
No, man, I'm totally with Basement Brain. He says it's a great trailer and this series is always good. I 100% agree. 100% agree. Like, they're amazing action movies. Mm-hmm. The series itself has cool continuity ever since John Woo went away, mm-hmm. all right? Like, ever since J.J. Abrams did the third one, and then the fourth and the fifth were produced by, but helmed by people who made good movies, they've been great.
I mean, I agree. I didn't like Rogue Nation.
I think you should rewatch it. You might have been in a bad mood or something for that one.
Ghost Protocol was fantastic.
See, I like Rogue Nation better than Ghost Protocol.
See, that's weird.
I really did. Like, and I didn't really remember Ghost or Rogue Nation that much, but then I went and rewatched it, and it's great. Hmm. Like, there's lots of twists and turns, and who's good, who's not good. It's great, dude. It's great. And a lot of the people in this movie are from that one, which is not usual for Mission Impossible.
It's great.
Like, Ving Rhames is the only person who's been in every one, but in four, he's only at the very end.
Yeah.
In Rogue Nation, he's, like, at the very beginning and then at the very end. This is what it looks like he's in the whole movie. Simon Pegg's in everyone since three because, you know, he loves J.J. Abrams. Mm-hmm. And J.J. Abrams loves him, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, like, that's the first time the female has come back, the main female. That's the wife hasn't been there since number three.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really cool. They're bringing their kind of tying it all together, man. I didn't see Jeremy Renner at all. He's not in it, right?
No, yeah, that's Henry Cavill. Replace him.
I thought Henry Cavill was a bad guy.
Nah, he's the CIA.
Oh, he is?
From that trailer, that's what I saw.
Oh, I thought he was the bad guy because he was shooting at Tom Cruise.
I mean, maybe.
I don't know.
Who knows?
But Jeremy Renner wasn't in it because Marvel, I'm guessing? Infinity War? I mean, you can't turn down Infinity War.
No.
Like, that's not fair.
But, like, all those helicopter scenes are legitimately in helicopters.
Yeah, Tom Cruise broke his foot breaking or jumping across that roof.
Like a dumbass.
Or badass.
Nah. Why would you put your foot down first when you're...
Because he's not Ethan Hunt. That's why. He doesn't know.
He basically is,
though.
He might
be.
He basically is.
No, because if Tom Cruise fought Henry Cavill, Tom Cruise has no chest cavity left after that fight. Because Henry Cavill beat it in.
Mm.
His mustache alone gives him a manliness factor of times 10 at least.
Mm-hmm.
They filmed back-to-back, so he probably wouldn't have had time to film that movie. Nah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I don't know, man. Stop sleeping. Film Mission Impossible. Because Jeremy Renner's great in Ghost Protocol and Rogue Nation. He's great in both of them. He's barely in Rogue Nation, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, he's kind of in at the end. But
that's what I thought.
Nah, Rogue Nation is so good. You gotta watch it. It's on Prime. It's on Amazon Prime. It's a free movie. Just watch it there.
Oh, yeah, because I have Prime.
You don't have Amazon Prime?
No. That's $100 a year
I could save. It's $10 a month.
Yeah, that's $100 a year I could save.
Stop. Buy one less case of Miller Lite.
Can't do that.
By the way, Chad, if you have Amazon Prime, you can subscribe to the Seth and Colby Show for free. You know, just connect your Twitch account to your Amazon account, and you get one free sub a month, and you should choose this channel.
Yeah, you should point it this way, fellas.
Yeah.
Fella chicas.
So there you go.
Yeah. All right, Venom. Go to Venom.
Venom. Brain requested Venom.
This is like a know nothing trailer.
Yep. It is labeled as a teaser trailer, to be fair. It is teaser.
Is it coming out this year?
Yeah, like November, I think it says at the end, right? Sony. The Jumanji Company. It disgusts me to see Marvel up there. But this isn't a Marvel.
Everyone's
movie,
got this thing.
By the way, that's Tom Hardy. Like, his Brooklyn accent or whatever he's doing is not good. I thought.
I mean, that's how Tom Hardy sounds like all the time if he's not British. Yeah. And unless you put like a thing over his face.
You adopted the accent. I was.
Maybe it's
in
a breakup. A death. An accident. Whatever it is, you used to be one thing. Now, you're something else.
I mean, I typically love anything Tom Hardy does.
Agreed. I don't like it. I see, I hear a little bit of British
in
it still.
We all have our own problems. Our own issues.
Right, right. Our own issues.
Our own. Demons.
I don't know.
I will say,
October.
It worries me how quickly it's come out, because I feel like on this show, we said they're making it. Then on this show, we talked about how Tom Hardy was going to do motion capture for the entire thing. Then on this show, we talked about how it was done, and now there's a trailer. And in that time, we've only gotten one trailer for Solo. So yeah. I'm acknowledging how backwards it is for us to be like, we've only gotten one trailer for Solo, it's going to be bad. But me for also to go, how did this movie get made so quickly? It's going to be bad. But after watching that trailer, a lot of people's complaint was like, you can't make Venom without Spider-Man. I don't know. It looks like they're kind of just doing a character study on Tom Hardy character, whatever that guy is, whoever Topher Grace played.
Right.
And I think that might work.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's what Logan was.
Right.
It was a very big character study on Logan.
Right. You don't need
Wolverine.
I don't feel like you need Spider-Man.
Right.
Because Spider-Man could easily come up after the movie, and kick his
intro.
Butt, you know? Right.
You need the intro.
This is his origin story. I don't think it needs to be.
They learned from fucking
Spider-Man's perspective.
Warner Brothers, where it was like, all right, here's a Superman movie. Batman versus Superman.
Right,
what's
right,
up?
Right.
Not a Batman intro. Not fucking Lex Luthor intro.
God. Lex Luthor.
Not fucking Wonder Woman intro. It's just all just like wham, wham, wham.
Mark Zuckerberg,
wham, wham.
Lex Luthor in that?
Yeah.
I forgot about
a
that.
A bald Mark Zuck.
It's weird, dude. Yeah, Basement Brain said, he says, it looks really over the top and like he's going to take it super seriously. I don't care that Spider-Man isn't in it. I agree. I don't know. I think I'm excited to see Venom, but at the same time, I'm kind of not. Like, I would honestly be fine with 50% of the movie being pre-Venom.
Yeah.
And just about Tom Hardy's life.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know, from that story we read where he's like mo-capping it, I was surprised to see Tom Hardy.
Right.
I thought he wasn't gonna be in it, really.
It's definitely gonna be like an intro story.
I mean, I'm okay with it.
Comes Venom.
I don't know if it'll be good. It does worry me it's from Sony, but
yeah,
because they don't have the greatest track record with anything.
No.
Netflix, by the way, emailed me today. You know how they email you and they're like, hey Seth, you have a movie that we just added a movie you might like.
Mm-hmm.
Got one of those today. You know what the movie was? Emoji Movie. Netflix does not know me at all.
No, they do not.
No.
That's sad. It's really sad. If I got that, I would unsubscribe.
Cancel Netflix.
Yeah.
Have you been watching your Altered Carbon, man?
Mm-mm.
I heard people...
Vanilla said that it's good.
Oh, I'm never going to watch it. That's enough for me. That's enough for me. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
No. I don't know, man.
I haven't been watching anything.
Did you see the new Cloverfield?
I did watch that.
What'd you think?
It was better than I expected, but it was just like, bleh.
Can we talk about how that was announced during the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
and then 2 hours later it was announced that it was available to watch?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was one of the coolest stories, I think, for me, because of this show, because we talked about how it was done, we talked about the name of it, we talked about the plot of it on this show, then we talked about how Netflix was thinking about buying it. I mean, we basically covered the entire saga, and then boom, after the Super Bowl, it's available. Yeah. Like, that's really cool.
That was pretty intense.
I mean, why don't they do more of that?
I don't know. Because I'm sure with the newness of it being in
right.
your head, people saw it on Netflix.
Right. I went
the next
and watched
day,
it right after the Super Bowl.
And I was like, oh, shit, it's out?
Right.
I went to my movie site, and it was there. I'm like, So does that mean it's on Netflix? Because typically that happens. Yeah. If it's on Netflix, it's on that site. And then I went, it was, there was a fucking front thing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I watched it right after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, I watched it that night because...
I watched it Monday.
I mean, why... Top of mind, right? Yeah. I don't know, dude. I thought that was really cool. Did we see the new Jessica Jones trailer? I saw it. Colby doesn't watch those, so I don't usually bring him to this show. He doesn't like any of the Marvel. Well, you liked the Punisher.
I liked the Punisher. I liked Daredevil.
But you didn't like...
Did not like Luke Cage. I watched the first episode of Defenders, thought it was shit, and then I never touched Jessica Jones.
Yeah, see, Jessica Jones, I think, is one of the best. I do. Of course, I also liked Luke Cage. I made it through Iron Fist. Iron Fist was just okay.
Oh, that one too was
Iron Fist was just okay.
Fucking horrible.
That was okay. I thought Defenders was great. I really liked the Defenders. It worries me that you don't like the Defenders because the person who made the Defenders, well, person who made Daredevil also made the Defenders, mm-hmm. and the person who made those is also making The Witcher.
That's not good.
Or it is.
It's not good.
Because you like half. You love the Defenders. Jessica Jones was great because of the neo-noir star. I think they're going to keep doing that. Jessica Jones, also great villain. Like, truly terrifying villain in Jessica Jones.
Hmm.
You know, so. I don't know, dude. But yeah, I watched it, but Colby doesn't watch this, so I didn't bring it to the show. You want to watch Skyscraper Man?
God, sure.
Have you seen this?
Saw it during the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. Let's just talk about this scene. Why does he have a fake leg?
No, just, why not, man?
Like, I was doing a playlist with Chris on the couch. I was like, does Dwayne The Rock Johnson say no? And she's like, I don't think he does.
Right, because he has fucking whatever the other one. Yeah,
he's got so many
Rampage,
movies.
Right?
He's got a movie every 6 months. There's a right. movie with him in it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. And you tell me Jeremy Renner couldn't do Infinity War and Mission Impossible? Uh-huh. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
But like...
The Rock does 5 movies a year. Brings a gym with him everywhere he goes.
Right.
Works out every fucking day. I read his meal plan.
Uh-huh. What is it? Can you summarize any of it?
It's 8 meals a day.
Okay.
About 2 cups of rice every single meal.
Okay.
Which, I don't know if you've tried to do that, is fucking impossible.
No, I could do it.
2 cups?
I could do it.
1 cup is way too much. 1 cup of rice is too much fucking rice. Then there's 8 ounces of cod, 8 ounces of steak, 8 ounces of chicken, 10 ounces of cod.
Why not just have 20 ounces of steak?
Dude, he likes the fish, man.
Yeah,
Omega-3s, homie.
If you eat eight meals, why not 1 20 ounce of steak, 1
because
20 ounce
that,
of chicken?
Because the caloric overfill. Caloric, not deficit, but the other word.
I don't know what you're saying to me.
You know, what's the opposite of deficit?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Surplus.
Thanks. No, caloric surplus?
I was wanting you to say it.
That might be it.
I wanted you to say it.
I don't know if that's it.
I didn't
it.
Want you, the audience to know that I had
they
to feed
you
that word.
They heard
you
say it.
Yeah, but it was quiet.
Yeah, 2 cups is for a fucking family, man.
For an Asian family, that's a lot of rice.
That's a lot of fucking rice.
That might be a lot. I think we make 2 cups for a week of eating, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I think we do every week. Yeah, I think we do.
2 fucking... That's every meal.
Yeah, that's a lot of rice. Well, dude, he's a Buick, man.
He's not that big.
If we saw him in real life, we'd have to grease the doors.
Like, right? He's got to be 300 pounds.
Oh, easy.
Easy?
I think he's like 6'5", dude.
Is he?
He's bigger than you, and he's a foot taller.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of man, dude.
There's no way
I could imagine being the woman that he pounds?
No.
My God.
It'd be like Drogo going to town on Khaleesi.
Yeah.
Except worse.
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 Poor people that he
yeah.
pleasures, I assume. I don't know how that works.
All those women and ballers, man.
He comes in, he's got to piss this way. It's compensating.
It's probably true.
Could be, dude.
Might
God, you know
true.
How great that would make me feel if that came out and that was a fact?
260.
There's no way he weighs 260.
Oh, yeah. That's probably right. He's not that tall either.
I feel like
he's not 6'5".
I think he's 6'8".
No.
He's going to keep getting taller every time I say it.
How tall is The Rock?
Hey, how tall?
Call Al Tall. How tall is Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you fucking whore?
Oh, 6'5",
right
dude!
Out.
260.
Look, brain confirmed at 260. I don't think 260 feels wrong.
It says mass, not weight. He's got a mass.
So is that like his muscles plus then the rest of it, his organs, skeleton, and blood? Like, is that what...
46?
Yeah, yeah, he's yeah.
Wow.
I look worse than him, and I'm 30. Also, I weigh more than 260 pounds, and I'm only 6 feet tall.
Come at me, ladies. You're looking at the Teen Choice Awards now on his phone. That's what's happening.
That's the only award he's received, man.
Okay, anyway. So, does his agent be like, all right, Dwayne, we got a new movie for you. You got 8 movies coming up, including the one where you wrestle a gorilla. Okay, but I got to pitch it to you because that's my job, Dwayne. We got a movie called Skyscraper. Yes. No, let me explain. Let me explain a little bit about
it. Shut up. I don't want to know.
Dwayne.
Does it have money?
Yes.
Then yes.
No, but Dwayne, you have one leg.
How much money?
$20 million.
Yes.
But you have one leg, Dwayne.
Rock does not give shit. Rock go to gym. Rock smash things.
You have one leg, Dwayne. I don't care.
Cut it off. Let's do this for real.
Method act. I'll regrow it through carbs. It's just outrageous.
We're so dumb.
It's just outrageous.
Yeah.
He's in so many movies.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, he doesn't have a leg for some reason.
Yep.
It's like, how do we make Dwayne The Rock Johnson more of a badass? Let's make him do all the things he was doing before, but now he has half a leg. Yeah. There's literally a scene in this trailer where he's dangling from the building and his leg starts to fall off.
By his leg.
Yes. Yeah, dangling by his leg, and the leg starts slipping.
Fake leg.
Which, by the way, he died!
Yeah.
There's not anti-gravity magnets in between his legs.
I'm gonna grab it with my knee. I've got a good knee grip, guys.
He grabs that arm and grabs the prosthetic. That's not what happens. He would just fall, and it doesn't just slip.
Also,
his freaking Levi's ain't gonna hang enough, dude.
Where's this... So this scene?
Yeah, that's the poster.
Yeah, the poster, like...
He dies from that.
All
that
I saw
him.
On Reddit was somebody, like, do some fucking math. And it was like, he's got to be going 46 miles per hour off this crane to make that jump.
Oh, my God,
and Usain Bolt's fastest time is 26 on the ground with 2 fucking legs.
He's got to have a cheetah.
Yeah. Like, this shot makes no sense.
This whole movie. Like, he would just go...
Yeah, just straight down.
Yeah. Gravity doesn't work in an arc.
What the rest of that
dude.
Doesn't show you is that he just hits the side 30 stories down and then just falls
well,
to
I assume
death.
I assume that jump is literally... It ends with this, right? And then here's the part where gravity just doesn't exist. Like, look at his face. Look, this is Oscar-worthy right here, chat.
How that has not turned into a meme yet? Very good question. That doesn't even look like The Rock.
2 cups of rice a day, dude. 2 cups of rice in a day. Oh, here it is, right here. I mocked up some parabolas for The Rock skyscraper jump. Red is assuming he jumped up a bit first. Green assuming he ran forward and somehow didn't lose momentum. Yellow for a short of squat thrust thing. Whichever you choose, rest in peace, The Rock, as you are dead now.
Oh, man. Dude, where have you been, bro?
What do you mean? Me?
Do.
Oh, dude, I thought you said dude.
Do. Tube.
Yeah, we've been talking about a bit with Solo, man. He's cheating on us with other streams, man.
Yeah, like, how you can tell from the Venom trailer that's going to be, I don't know. And they didn't show you shit.
Yeah, I think
it's like nothing in it.
He's just assuming, man. He's just assuming.
I don't know.
I don't know either, man.
There's nothing in it that is like, doesn't grab me.
Jurassic World now, man? I'm sorry, I've been gaming so hard because nothing good to show. Is he insulting us?
I think so.
Is he saying like we're not showing anything
like our
good?
Our show's not good to show?
Saying we're not doing anything good?
I don't know, man.
Hold on one second, dude. I'm gonna. Well, no, never mind. Never mind. Okay. Jurassic World, man.
Yeah, this shit ass trailer,
dude. This legitimately looks bad. I just skipped to the end. I saved you all the time.
This legitimately looks bad.
That's all I need. That's all I need to make a judgment. What's he doing? Is he knocking before he mauls
a girl? Hi, little girl. I'm a raptor. I'm here to eat you.
Exactly. Why? And it doesn't make any sense, because, like, even like if it's like, oh, it's terrifying, like, she doesn't know that's a dinosaur.
Daddy.
I bet that's a velociraptor. That's happened 5 times this week. I'm so mad. Like, what are they doing? DuTube says, Venom has nothing good to show.
It's a good point.
It's going to be Ghost Rider tier bad. Tom Hardy shaking here reminded me of Nick Cage turning into the writer. I never saw that movie.
Okay, so the first Ghost Rider was the shittiest thing on the face of the planet.
I bet the second one's worse.
The second one is much better.
Better?
Much better.
Don't you lie to me, friend.
Dude, the fucking Ghost Rider scenes, everything without Nick Cage's face in it, where there's acting involved.
Okay.
Where it's just the Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Pretty badass.
Okay.
He turns
into
like
a one, big was that
old,
one in
like,
theaters?
I don't know.
I don't think it was, right?
I don't know.
I don't think it was.
Doubt it.
I feel like that one was straight to video. But if Nick Cage was in it, it had to go to theaters, right?
I mean, no.
I mean, he does. Well, but that was pre, like, I'm in all of China's movies, Nick Cage, right?
Yeah, Mr. Him and Hayden Christensen, man.
He's in more now. Like, if you just search Nick Cage on Netflix, dude, you will get so many terrible movies that he is in. It's kind of outrageous, to be honest with you, how bad they are. So
bad they are. Click this link up here, homie. I want to see what this thing is.
I'm doing something, man.
God, I see that, but ignore your stupid shit for a second.
I mean, I needed you to fill 15 more seconds.
This beer is really good, guys. I wish I had another.
Oh my god, dude, I can't. Hold on.
You can't what? Hold on what?
Fill time, man.
I was talking about my beer, and you interrupted me by saying, oh god, I can't. I fucking, oh god. You doing it? You're doing good, man. Whatever you're doing, you're doing it.
Hold on, man.
They're really good.
You're not filling any time, dude.
It's been longer than 15 seconds.
You're not filling any time. Count out loud, then. Prove me wrong, dude. You're just doing nothing.
Hey, I was drinking. That is doing something for me.
I was drinking. That is doing something for me.
God, I don't. What are you? Why'd you even log out?
If anyone wants to know, this is why my name comes first.
Yeah,
just for the record.
I'm good at responding.
He's here
to
for comedic relief. I'm here to find topics.
Not here to speak words fully lengthwise. That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, nice. I did that. I literally did that for no reason. Okay.
Good waste of show, bro.
Click this link. Is this going to be the Ghost Rider thing?
Probably.
Roller coaster or a ski lift or a camel or a.
Yeah.
Hey, what if you have to pee while you're on fire?
Well, it's awesome. It's like a flamethrower. You know, it's like.
Okay, that is the second one. Just want to make that point.
This is the one you said was badass.
Yeah. I said every scene without Nick Cage in it.
It's a good point. You did say that. That is fair. It's true. You did say that.
That flame-throwing dick of fucking Ghost Rider right there looked pretty good.
Someone please add that quote into the quote system. Exclamation point, add quote, space, then type that. God. Dash Colby, hit enter. Please, someone do that.
Let's not do that.
Because that was...
Let's not do that.
That was something else. All right, well, let's try it again, chat. Let's try it again. I mean, it's like coming to get her. Like, I'm gonna eat you!
Like, it's sentient. I am a velociraptor!
We don't really believe it.
Like, why is that velociraptor being airlifted? Is this going to be a remake of Jurassic Park 2 where they go to San Diego at the end of the movie because they're building a Jurassic Park in San Diego and they go to the island, they get them all off, and they bring them in, the T-Rex breaks out, and he rummages through San Diego.
That sounds about right.
Because that's one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Pretty much accurate.
It's like...
That plane looks worse than the helicopter in your intro. How dare you?
Something's coming.
Or thanks?
Yeah, that's a compliment.
The T-Rex.
Like, those people are dead.
Luke, come with me.
Also, you know, is that him screaming?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a comedy. Yeah, that's comedy, dude.
Luke, come with me. You know you can't stay here. Jurassic World. The island.
Yeah. As soon as Chris Pratt was in this, that's when his career died.
All of that is in the past.
He's Star-Lord, man. As long as he's Star-Lord, he'll be okay.
Am I dead?
Not yet, kid.
I want to show you the future.
What is that thing?
They made it.
Blue!
You need to get us out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, we mentioned this, or you texted me this during the Super Bowl when it happened, and I was like, oh, it looks a little better.
Can you read my text? Because I imagine it was fueled by drunkenness, because I don't remember sending it.
Yeah. Fuck off, iOS, fucking whatever, whatever, whatever. Number of things I don't give a shit about.
Hey, Colby.
Hey, what's up?
Should we ignore that?
Mother... Sure.
God, I hate rap.
Where is it?
I skipped it. He's not participating. He's not being fun.
God, it was
spoiler, he's not going to get them out of there. Why? Because he got eaten by a giant dinosaur, dude? Is that why? Would you hurry it up?
Jurassic World trailer. Stupid.
Is that it?
That's what you said. And then I said, hey, at least it looks like there's more than a volcano exploding. And then he said that there's a raptor in someone's house, dude. So dumb. And then he said it's happening. Fucking Han Solo didn't talk. What the shit?
What did I say again? What was the first thing? Jurassic World trailer? Stupid.
Stupid.
That's just me drinking whiskey and stream of cautiousness at my best friend Colby, who was not watching trailers at the same time I was.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what happened.
At that time, I think we were on cue.
Oh, were we? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
I think Solo, you were definitely behind.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I think that's what you told me, I'm behind. Mm. I'm like, well, I guess I won't text him anymore. This is a tie dad, whatever, you know.
Right. I know.
Yeah. Whatever. But Jurassic World equals dumb as Colby. That's what your friend, Unofficial Tony P, says, man.
What? Oh, yeah. That Cloverfield was
good
not...
Good comeback, dude. You got him.
Was not in space. And Netflix dude hype. Things are looking good for Bash. The score is 300-12 Eagles.
Yeah, that's because you were behind. So I wanted to troll you and be like, things are not looking good for Bash. Or things are looking good for Bash. By the way, mm-hmm. Oh my God, this show is so ADD tonight. Okay, chat, I am so sorry about how ADD the show is. I have to show you this.
Oh, yeah?
There is a new... This. I'm sorry, everyone in stream who doesn't know Bash, apologize in advance. Watching Colby's face is going to be enough for you. There's this new show coming to Netflix called Everything Sucks, okay? I was watching this. Tony Peak was Tommy W. Hey, have you guys made your room parody yet, man? You gotta get on it. You gotta get on it. Official Tony P is Toby Wiseau. Okay. So the only reason I watched this trailer is because that lady who gives us the bacon number, who works at Netflix because Chris knows her, mm-hmm. Remember her? She is doing something on this TV show. And then the podcast Chris listens to, which, by the way, Chad's very insulting that she likes another podcast better than ours. So...
Really insulting.
But anyway, the guy who made the music for this show. So mm-hmm. She's really hyped for it. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so.
Luke, settle this.
We're not going to watch this trailer. Okay, because this, it looks bad.
It's ironic because they chose that day to get married. What kind of fairy tale world does Alanis
Morissette live in? I'm just going to skip forward here. Okay. Is this... Does this girl look like Little Girl Bash?
1,000% it does.
That is a little girl Michael Colton Bash right there. And once I see it, I can't not see it.
Have a great rest of your day.
Proceed with caution.
Oh my god.
At this age, it's like we speak different languages. The bomb, all that, and a bag of chips?
Oh snap.
Yes, it is. That's what, exactly what I said to Chris, except there's no weirdness.
I might actually have a chance with this.
This is just like a 90s coming of age story, I think. Like he's Nirvana, you know, and he's doing all these cool videos. And... But like, I just could not stop seeing Michael Colton Bash. Like that is him. That's him if he was a 14-year-old girl.
Oh, yeah. I have pictures of him from when he was 14.
Do you think there's any online that we could find of him?
No.
Like, what about, like, your old MySpace?
I mean, I have the old Colby and Colton photo shoot on my Facebook.
That might be enough. This is not you.
Colton
that's,
Colby.
That's Colton Colby.
Hey, what's up, Colton Colby? How you doing? You got two first names.
And at the same time, he doesn't have any. It's on your Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'd have to get on Facebook.
Oh, no.
Hey. It's hard for me to type and fill time, man.
It was Blind Melon, not Nirvana, bro.
Oh.
Sorry, Morris. Sorry.
Also, I'm really mad at Tony P.
Why?
He just came in here, threw some shade, and then just dipped.
I typed my password wrong.
Just straight up just left. What a bastard.
All right. Colby. What's happening? Why is it black?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh my god. Colby. I'm not on Facebook anymore.
You
so
get it's... on Facebook, you'd have more than 7 notifications.
No, I literally got on today to click that thing.
Sure.
Because
you
I got like 14 of these.
Sure you did.
Like here's look, there's even more. There's more still.
That's 7.
You should be friends with Sydney Schreffer. I have no idea who Sydney Schreffer is. Facebook is so desperate to pull me back in, man. Okay. Is this the photo right here?
Yeah.
I thought that was it, right?
Yeah,
okay.
That was it.
So go to photos, right?
Albums.
Albums.
All the way down.
All the way down.
Up.
Up. Oh, right here. Okay. Yep. Right here. Okay, perfect. Let's see if we can get one of his face. That's a really bad one. There aren't really any good faces. I knew I'd shoot that real quick. I knew chat would be like, what is this?
Yeah, our show is famous in our small town of Wichita, Kansas.
This is the first photo shoot for the Colby and Colton show.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to get one of Colton's face. Like, that's kind of close. Do you think we can go to his profile and...
I mean, probably he still has some up.
I think I'm... Oh, am I not friends with him? Oh, I am friends with him. Fantastic. Am I?
Like, literally, okay. It looks like that app that they use to put Nick Cage's face on.
It does.
Put a picture of young Colton. What the fuck was that?
Dude, we're not looking at Colton's life right now, all right? We're going back in
time. You need to
go
back up after you're done. Like, you can find what you want, but...
This one's pretty. This one might work. Sure, you guys aren't doing anything illicit here. You're not in this photo, so it's fine. Like, see, look at his face right there, okay? That's him. That's the Falcon.
That's a Falcon rocket.
That's Nick Cage peeing. chat, where is it? Did I have too many tabs. There we go. Okay. There's the little girl. All right. There she is. There's Michael Colton Bash. They look the same. It's a bad photo. There's no photos of them. There's no photos of them that are really good. Okay, where am I going up to?
All the way up.
Oh, here's a good photo of his face. This is pretty recent, though, so he looks older than
I mean, ish.
Well, it's April.
That's an old fucking photo, man. He just reused that from MySpace.
The kids are so bored in Wichita, Kansas in the 2000s, they started a talk show online.
Fucking true.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're doxing him. I mean, he's a public figure. Also, I own his life. Like, I literally have contracts that say I can talk about him.
He doesn't. It doesn't matter. He doesn't care.
No, and he'll never know.
I want that third one.
This one here? Okay, that's his sister with her with.
And it looks like, oh my god, that's fucking hilarious. Oh, that's funny.
I like first comment. Oh my god, you look like Colton in this pic.
Yeah, you fucking do, because that, oh god.
It's because she's wearing his face.
No.
Yeah.
No. Right?
Yeah, that's a Snapchat filter, bruh.
Yeah, that's just a beard Snapchat filter.
No, that's her whole head.
No.
Yes.
No, it is not.
Yes, look at the eyebrows, man. And the shadow on her forehead. She either did her makeup horrendously or that is a whole face swap.
No.
That's a whole face swap. I know, Ashley. She doesn't look anything like that. That's a man's head.
No. That is literally just a fucking mustache. Beard filter.
Is Colton has a girlfriend? Yeah, definitely a face. Thank you, basement brain. Thank you.
Yeah, that's his girlfriend, bro.
I didn't know he had one of those.
That's his sister. That's his sister.
Oh, well, I don't know. I only knew the one sister because she dated Brian for a while. Where's that picture of us?
What?
Dude, you have all these videos on your Facebook still?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm confused. Thinks there's a face on the side of my face.
Right now, Colby is trying to wrestle this green thing underneath the water. We're trying to stand on it. I tried it already and failed. He's continuously tried it and failed. He won't accept my teamwork thing. We need to do this together to be able to win.
I'm just avoiding whatever you're doing.
This is so bad, dude.
You're just gonna die.
This is what you miss. If you like Duo on Facebook, you can go and see all these horrendous videos, by the way. Yeah, this is pre-swole Colby, exactly the same stuff.
And I'm gonna push it down.
Okay, we're gonna skip past that. I wanna show God, where is I hate Facebook, dude. Here it is.
Can you like not show my entire Facebook to the world?
Sorry, no one cares.
I care.
No one cares.
I do.
We just defamed a woman on the show. You care? Didn't care about that?
That's not my Facebook.
This photo right here. Okay. All right. This lady, she is a local, she was a local news anchor, and on her retirement, everyone's talking about your lady. Everyone's talking about her. I didn't show her that long. I scrolled back up real fast. It's the internet. It's not there forever. It's fine.
I'm stabbing you.
Hey, man, don't have Facebook. You don't want me to show it. I didn't mean to. I'm dumb. God, they saw her name and everything.
Yeah.
God, they're freaking vampires, yeah. Dude.
They're all good.
I mean, Chris is on this stream.
Don't harass anyone, please. I love you people.
They're not going to harass her. They watch our show. They're too lazy. Anyway, this lady was a local news anchor. Okay? She retired. Me and Colby went because I was kind of friends with her. Not friends, but like work acquaintances. And she was goofy, and I was serious. That was the bit. Like, you know, I read the news in a serious voice, and she's goofy, you know, like I usually am. And then Colby is just there.
I'm just really stoned. I'm like, hi, it's Kite. I'm on the news, guys. Hey. So
that's what that is. That's what that is, Jack.
Hey.
That's what that is. Oh, my God. So, yeah. Yeah. Can I show this photo of you covered in mud without
Get off my Facebook. I need to delete it now. Completely.
Delete the whole Facebook?
The whole thing.
Just scorched earth.
Scorched earth, motherfucker.
I mean, just out of curiosity, like, if they search your name, you know you're going to come up, right? Have you checked your privacy settings lately?
Pretty sure I'm private.
Well, let's find out. It's real easy to find out.
Pretty sure.
Okay, I'm going to log out.
I'm going to really regret this.
I'm just going to log out real quick. Log out. Okay, now I'm going to search for you on Facebook. All right. Oh, it's look, it's your name. Facebook.com/your name. So
yeah.
So let's see here. What do we got? There's photos of you. 784 photos I can look at. Logged out. All right. People who are logged in probably see even
more. No way. Click it.
Okay. I do have to be logged in.
There you go.
All right. So well, brain's checking. Yeah. We can see your favorites, The Lost Colors. Your books is I Absolutely Hate Reading.
Yep.
Yeah. Avatar is one of your movies.
It's pretty accurate.
Television is Rob Dyrdek's fantasy. He's checking his privacy settings.
I am turning everything off right now, man. Didn't know people could see pictures. That's probably not good for
work.
They also
can see where you work. Like, that's front and center. They also see where you live. Everyone is going to know you live in Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, no.
See, that's...
Oh, no.
See, how you combat this worry is you be like me and go, you can look at anything.
Mm-hmm.
No one cares. My whole life, and Colby's like, please hide this. My whole life has been like, please look! And no one looks! I could give out my social security number,
no,
and no one would care.
Somebody did
all.
That, and they cared a lot.
No one would care at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't get a line of credit at all. I'm a Twitch streamer. Like, what are you going to do with it? Get a new card? Ooh. And also, no one would care. That's the point, is that no one would care. How's the privacy going over there, man?
I clicked, who can see my profile info?
Okay.
It just takes me to my info, makes me go through every single thing, and turn it off myself. There's not just... Don't show this to people.
So when Facebook is like, we value your privacy, what they really mean is they gave you the option, but they make it so hard that you won't actually ever turn it off?
Yes.
Dude, just delete it. Why do you need it, man?
Because I like it for historical purposes.
That's exactly why I have it. You can archive it, I think. Like, where only you can see it, like, you lock it. And it's still there, but no one else can do anything with it.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
I think that's an option, dude. I'm fairly certain.
Did lies, man.
Yeah, I got on the other day and I was like, photo you have been tagged in has 6 likes. And I was like, what the frick? Because I don't leave my house. And so I went and looked and it was a photo my dad uploaded from my sister's high school graduation that I was in.
Dude.
My sister graduates college in 2 months. It's a 4-year-old photo.
Okay, let's do my privacy checkup.
Okay.
Whenever you
walk
post
us through this.
From newsfeed or your profile, you can choose an audience to control who sees it.
Set only me, right? Posting for no one.
Friends. Done.
Everyone friend request next. Colby on Facebook, please.
Have a look. Public. Nothing should be said.
It's pub. Was it set
to public?
Public. Guys, this is a big moment for me.
This
I don't know how Colby feels about it, but it was my wildest dream that one day we'd have to worry about our internet privacy settings because people on the internet would dox us. Like, I never thought that would be a thing. I'm so proud of Colby.
Me? Why me? You forced this on me.
Well, it's probably good that you did this.
I mean, probably you're right. But...
Like, I don't have to worry about anything. Like, you
I don't
look
give
at
a
whatever
shit.
You want.
Now I'm just looking at apps that are connected, and I have way too many apps.
So many, dude.
That are connected to Facebook.
So many.
Yay, you're all done.
And you know the best thing about those apps that are connected? They all have their own privacy settings. Like, they usually have full read-write to Facebook, and then they can display information. So, like, for example, I don't want my location to be shown on Facebook. Well, if you go into MyFitnessPal, though, MyFitnessPal can show your location.
Yeah,
because it gets it from Facebook.
It's just
give up, man.
Dude, it just check.
Good thing your subs aren't creeps. Yeah, it's good that Colby did this now instead of 2 years from now when we have 50 subs and 3 of them want to molest Colby in the shower,
limit
or in bed.
You're about to limit all past posts on your timeline. The only way to undo this will be to change the audience of each post one at a time.
Don't. That sounds scary.
What
dude.
The fuck does that even mean?
Maybe do this on a desktop. That might help.
Friends,
Why is anything fucking public?
His entire friends list was public. That means if you wanted to meet his girlfriend, you could have easily done so. This whole time. See? No one cares. They could have. They didn't. They don't care, dude. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care, man. You know that scene in Jurassic Park? But, hey, this guy right here, he's got the formula for what a what. See, no one cares. That's what it's like.
There's not one for pictures, though.
That's because pictures probably are the bee's knees for Facebook, man. It's one of the first features they ever had, dude. Well, and you know, like for example, okay, you don't have to worry about me, because I don't really, like, I keep your stuff very private, except for when I accidentally show the world pictures of your girlfriend.
Yeah!
But besides that, okay, what you need to worry about are the unofficial Tony P's of the world, who tag themselves in photos with you and your girlfriend, because regardless of what your privacy setting is, if his are available, people can see that you and her are tagged in his photo.
You have to do it by a case-by-case basis with pics, but
or put them into private albums? That's right. Actually, now that he says that, I remember that being the case, yeah. You have to go photo by photo and set it to only I can see this. But you can't do it for every photo because, like, the ones from your relationship are going to take photos from her account and your account. So you're going to have to ask her to make her photos private so they don't show up on your wall.
I don't care.
Join me.
Yep.
Join me.
Thanks, Baseman.
Hey, am I late? No, man. Show just started.
Yeah, we're not 6 minutes after our time of typically going.
Oh, yeah. Show's flying by tonight. Mm-hmm. I just want you to know I was trying for him to not notice. I was trying to keep going as long as possible.
You got more stuff. I want to talk about this heavy fucking rocket thing.
Okay. Can we talk about the emojis, too?
Yeah, sure.
Just really quick.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay. These are the new emojis that will appear over 2018.
Uh-huh.
What is...
Whoa.
A face with hearts, a hot face.
Am I racist here in thinking that black people can't have ginger hair?
Dennis Rodman, I think, is the only one allowed.
Like, is that like a natural thing?
I think... No. I don't think you're racist. But we're in this weird world where it would be racist if you couldn't give the red-haired emoji a black skin color.
I didn't even know there was a red-haired emoji.
There's not. It's new. See? White.
Oh, okay.
Less white.
Given the ginger
slightly
some
black.
Then, huh?
Very black.
And bald people.
Yeah, and bald people, dude. And Afroed people. And white-haired
people.
Yeah.
And then superheroes.
There's superhero right here. I feel like people will think the yellow emo face
super
with hair will be
haired.
Racist. Ginger. No souls, chat. I'm just telling you, dude. Like... I only use the white things, or the yellow things, because I feel like if I change the color at all...
You're racist.
As a white man, a white straight man, I cannot possibly use any color but yellow, or I'm racist.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They're emojis. They're not... I don't think they were supposed to depict race.
But for the record...
That's why they're yellow.
But for the record, this would be my shade. If there was actually the space between... As Dave Matthews would say, this would be my shade. If I could get there, that's what I would be. And then there's superheroes, blue superheroes, and purple superheroes.
Oh, shit. Oh,
wait, are these girls?
Yeah.
It's superhero and supervillain.
Oh.
That's what it is. And then we also got legs, so you could say, dumb. You know, you could just say, like, leg day, Pinelli. You could just send, like, a leg and then a sun, you know, and communicate only through emoji.
Oh, my God.
You could do foot. You know,
foot.
Dude,
it's toe day, man.
I can finally just send you a photo of my foot without sending you a photo of my foot.
Yep.
Someday we should introduce chat to the photos of each other that we gave each other for Christmas of us licking our own foots. Someday we should do that. We should probably do it sooner than later because we should do it when we have less viewers than more.
Say that again. We should take a picture of ourselves.
No. You have a photo of me licking my own foot.
Mm-hmm.
I have a photo of you licking your own foot.
Mm-hmm.
We should probably explain that to chat at some point. And we should do it before we have 100 viewers.
Oh.
So we only have to tell 10 people instead of 100.
Well, you're a weird person and took a photo licking your foot.
No, I wanted to show them the picture.
That one's at my house.
Well, right. You'd have to bring it. I have yours, though.
Anyways, it's him licking his own foot.
Yeah. It's like, what, 10 years old, probably?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really old.
And so, like, I kept every year as a joke, I would give it to Colby on his birthday.
No, this is the thing. It was just a digital photo. He printed it the fuck out and put it in a frame.
Yeah.
And then gave it to me as a gift.
Yes. Yes, exactly that.
And then I kept sneaking it back into his house.
Yes. And then eventually I would find it, and then I'd put it aside and give it back to him every year on his birthday.
Yeah.
And so I think 2 years ago, maybe three, you finally gave me a picture of you licking your own foot for my birthday.
Yeah.
And I've kept that in my bedroom so I can look at it instead of Chris when we make
love. I know exactly where your photo is.
Yeah, it's in that drawer. Oh, you know where yours is? Mine's in the drawer where I used to keep the photo of me.
I know exactly where your photo
of
you is.
The bottom of the trash can.
No, because I think I brought it back to you or something. You gave it back to me like this Christmas, I think.
Okay.
I want to say. Or I found it when I moved.
Okay.
And so I just put it.
Oh, I think I was there when you moved.
You were like, what are you going to do with this, man? You going to display it?
Yeah, because that's when I showed it to your mom.
Right.
That's when we had to explain to your mother what we had done with our lives.
So ever since then, it's just been at the top of my coat closet.
Yes.
Sitting underneath everything that's on
top. But you know where it is, and that's all that matters.
That is.
It's in there.
It's in my heart.
Yep. It's in your heart. Okay, anyway, back to emojis. We also got a dog bone and a tooth.
Yeah, man.
What is this? Just goggles.
I mean, that could just be a standard human bone. You don't know it's a dog bone.
That's a good point. It just does say bone.
Yeah, it's just a bone.
We got a doctor's outfit, a lab coat, a hiking boot, a woman's flat shoe.
Oh, they're going to put bone in there, man?
Raccoon. You ready to bone?
Yeah, I'm going to bone emoji you.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Yeah, you could also do a bone emoji and then a sheep.
Because it's a you.
No one gets that but you.
Oh, the you does.
You do.
You, yeah, the you does.
You does.
Yeah.
That's confusing.
They've also got a llama, a hippopotamus, kangaroo, a badger, a swan. Stop looking at me, swan. A peacock, a parrot, a lobster, a mosquito, a microbe. What is that, a mango?
Yeah, yep. Microbe, man.
Lettuce. Oh, sorry. Leafy green. A bagel, a salt, moon cake. What's a moon cake?
I have no fucking idea.
I don't either. There's a cupcake. It's a compass. How has there not been a compass? Bricks, a skateboard, luggage, a piece of dynamite. Oh, firecracker. A red gift envelope, a softball, a flying disc, a lacrosse thing, a nausea amulet. Any idea?
Yeah.
A jigsaw, a bear, a chess piece, a abacus, a receipt, toolbox, a magnet, a test tube, a petri dish, a DNA strand, a fire extinguisher, a lotion bottle.
Why?
A thread, a ball of yarn.
A lotion bottle?
A safety pin, a broom, a basket, toilet paper,
guys,
soap, a sponge, the infinity symbol, and a pirate flag.
I figured out the missing emoji that I've always wanted to use.
What's that?
It's a fucking lotion bottle, man. God, so many times in my life I've wanted to describe a lotion bottle without typing out the words. Oh, I can finally get my release. Now my life is complete.
Oh, dude.
Jesus.
When does it end?
It doesn't.
Why do we need all of these things?
Will become an emoji, and then just like that auto-find emoji shit, you just type out your message, and then boop, 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 boop.
Does anyone use that?
No.
Does iOS have a search for emoji?
Yeah.
Because I'm on iOS 10 and it doesn't, but I don't know if they added it in iOS 11. Because it's got to be getting out of hand to like search for lotion, right?
That's got
to
be a thing.
No, there's not. There's no search bar.
No, but when you go here, like, what are emojis?
Type turkey.
Turkey. And then you go here, then it lights up yellow like, oh, there is a turkey.
Okay, so it does search. Okay. Go ahead. You should have sent me that. I would have liked that turkey, but it's okay, dude.
Yeah.
I just don't know why we need so many friggin' emojis, dude.
Yeah. I think
too many.
Yeah, you know what? There's a couple good newer ones.
Lobster, I like the lobster.
Like, I used the vomit emoji the other day.
Yeah.
That one's new.
Don't have those. If they see, like, that's the thing. Like, I don't have iOS 11. I don't have, like, the Mind Blown. I don't have, like, the Vomit. I don't have any of the new ones.
Vomit was pretty good.
I don't have those. And, like, I don't feel like I miss out on anything at all.
No.
I don't feel like I miss out on anything.
People who use emojis should just be stabbed in the face anyways.
My God, no. I mean, I like emojis. I just don't feel... I feel like what we've got now is more than enough.
Agreed. Fucking agreed.
Like, do people communicate only through emojis, and that's why we need more? Because it's like the more we add, the less words we have to use.
It's the dumbing down of society. Yeah.
Or is it the smarting up? Because I'm not... I'm too... If someone sent me a sentence full of emojis,
yeah,
I wouldn't be able to decipher it.
If you showed me that amulet thing, I'd be like, what the fuck? Why are you sending me a Zeus's eye? Like, I don't need that shit.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either, dude. Can we click it? Maybe it gives us a definition or something. An eye-shaped amulet believed to protect against the evil eye generally appears as a blue glass bead with an eye made from circles of white, light blue, and dark blue, commonly seen in Turkey.
Weird.
So there you go, man. There it is. Yeah, so, dude, I like the hippo, but like those are just for me to like the foot. I'm just gonna send that to people just for LOLs. It's like, here's a foot. You know, I'm not gonna actually communicate with it. Like, does anyone like put like foot and then the down symbol? Like your dad sends that to you, you know, because he's putting his foot down. You know, like, is that what's happening?
You made that joke because you're a dad, and that was a dad joke.
Well, I made it because it's a foot, and I'm trying to think of something I could do with a foot.
Because you're a dad, and that was a dad joke. So you're the definition of a dad joke.
But I'm not actually doing it. I'm saying, does anyone do that?
You just made it up, though, as like a what if situation. And
no, I was saying, like,
if it didn't come to your head,
what is the
good
only situation
in
I
the beginning.
Could use a foot emoji? How big's this table? About 3 foot emoji. Like, how? What are you gonna like? What can you use a foot emoji for, man?
I got foot pain. I'm gonna put my foot up your ass.
Yeah, you put like the track guy and then a foot. And like, sorry, babe, tonight I've got track and then a foot. And she's like, what? Like,
track foot.
Athlete's foot.
I got track foot.
I don't know, dude. I don't know what you can do with that. It's worthless.
Yeah.
It's worthless. All right, dude. You want to talk about the Falcon Heavy?
Mm-hmm.
This video is 34 minutes long, by the way, so...
Are you shitting me?
No, so I don't know what you want to say or what we're showing here.
Is there, like, the live streaming pull-up from the guy out in space?
Well, there's a guy that's talking.
...ability department here at SpaceX.
Nah, get this shit out of here.
Okay.
Go to Google.
Began loading a couple minutes ago on the second stage LOX tank.
Go to Google.
Now this
no,
is
I
the
like
same
this guy.
Now this is the same rocket that we have used three times over again. It's really intense,
liquid
guys.
Oxygen and kerosene. We do that because in order to support combustion, you need oxygen. And in the vacuum of outer space, there isn't any. So we bring our own liquid oxygen, chilled and densified. You may have heard densified in the past.
No, I haven't. Thank you for that densified. Search live stream SpaceX guy.
Live stream SpaceX what?
Guy. There you go. First result right there. Top story, man. What is happening?
I just started to play again. It's
what?
Like, no, come back. This right here?
I mean, maybe. Is that actually live?
This is 4 hours and 39 minutes.
Is it live? Is it not live anymore? Did it go too far?
I don't know, man.
I feel like it went too far, man.
Lasted for over 4 hours. Yeah, it's only 4 hours. You can see the full video stream here in the window above. So this is the live stream here.
I just go towards the end, man. See how far I get.
So,
it's just kind of creepy, bro.
So for clarification,
like, what are those things he's flying past, man?
So, okay, hold on. They launched a car into space.
Yeah.
That's what happened, right?
Uh-huh.
On that big rocket we
right.
saw,
yep.
They launched this car with a fake mannequin in it into space.
Right.
I didn't realize that they attached a streaming camera to the front of the car. So this is literally the car flying through space?
Yeah, man. It's like interstellar shit. I just want to know what he's flying past. Like a whole bunch of like satellite debris and shit that's just in orbit forever around Earth.
There's just dirt out there.
That's crazy. Look at the reflection of the Earth on the car.
He's about to go past it. That's why... came here.
God.
God.
What is that?
That's a balloon. Stardust. Stardust, man.
It was just little pieces of like aluminum and metal and shit.
This is like the dumbest cool thing I've
ever
seen.
It's the craziest thing. I don't know if people must have sped it up or something, because I thought it was
no, this is the live stream.
Faster.
This is the archive
of
the
like
live stream.
I saw like a highlight on Facebook earlier.
Flat earthers loved this. Dude, Earth's totally flat. Morris, is this big news over there? Basement Brain asks in chat. Over there, meaning across the pond over in the good United Kingdom, mate. Mm-hmm. I was Australian, and it wasn't even that. Is that Africa right there, dude?
Yep. Sure.
Oh, seriously, what is that? Is that Africa?
Yep. It's probably South America.
You think that's South America?
Probably, because, yeah, that's where he launched
Morris from. Says, yeah, it is a big deal over there. Yeah, that's South America, right?
What's a big deal?
This.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I mean, it's like, well, they all both landed in tandem. That was huge, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, there's lots of technological marvels happening here. Mm-hmm. Like, we're dispelling flat earthers.
But why is it big news over there?
I think it's big, news for the world,
everywhere.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts, man.
And this needs music or something, right?
It really does.
Yeah. Rocket Man.
He's playing music. You just can't hear shit because it's a vacuum.
Rocket Man.
You know, don't you just picture this playing, like, echoing out, like, in, like,
no, there's no
Guardian
sound.
Of the Galaxy's kind of style, yeah. But yeah.
Dude, we should play some Guardian songs. That makes sense.
Why did he decide to play a song if you can't hear the song?
Dude, what if aliens find it one day, dude?
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
It just doesn't make sense to me, man.
Here, let's... How about this one? Let's just play this.
What the...
Oh, it's not as good as the Earth as an interview.
Some Roadhead in there, man. Where's that other hand at, Spaceman?
Yeah, where is that other hat? Where is that other hand, dude? These are just the songs I have for my stream. Should we play my Zen music?
Sure.
This would actually work pretty good, I think.
Oh, shit.
I play this when I get really mad at Overwatch and I need to chill out.
Oh, my God, you're crazy.
Look at this, dude.
Oh, shit.
You know what would actually work for this, though, and wouldn't get us copyright strikes on YouTube? The pre-made music that we already have for space. Hold on. We'll move this over here to this camera so we can have the full effect here. It's in here.
It's in there, around there. It's around the growth. Screaming goat!
Here we go. Let's do Timeless, dude. That's probably a good one, right?
Sure.
Let's do Timeless, dude. Here we go.
Groove music, man. Oh, yeah. That is actually perfect. So perfect. What about Reflections?
Reflections?
What's that one?
It's pretty good, too. That works pretty good, too.
So lonely, man.
He's out there in space all alone. By himself, dude.
All alone.
All right, let's change the mood a little bit, dude. Let's change the mood a little bit.
This is surprisingly hilarious.
Yeah, I'm floating through some space, mother liquors. You wanna get in front of this roadster? Yeah.
I mean, Elon Musk just shot a car into space. And there's just nothing illegal about that.
So you know in like a whole bunch of like movies and shit where they show stuff freezing?
Yeah.
Why don't I see any freezing?
Dude, I don't know, dude.
This is all staged, man. They staged the whole thing. How the fuck do you do that, man?
Dude, I don't know.
How do you get to a point in your life where you're like, I'm going to shoot a car I made up into space.
Especially the week the after we talk about how he's selling flamethrowers.
Fuck of it.
He's lost his mind in the best way possible.
Go to like the very end.
This is gonna be honestly easily fake? Well, sure. I don't know, could it though? Because people out there could be like, the weather patterns are exactly the same as they should be. Like, you're looking at the Earth, like, you could quantify it and be like, yes, those cloud cover was over the Pacific right there.
Yeah. Also, if you got caught, it'd be like the worst thing in history. Your company would go to like shit. Oh God!
Someone's having trouble deciding what view to show.
What? Where's the button? What is this random thing we're showing?
Okay, so the end.
That's gonna be the engine because it's supposed to go to Mars. It's supposed to wrap around the sun and go to Mars.
It's so much better with our music.
It's getting a little glitchier, though.
It is, yeah. Frame rate's slowing down, isn't it? We gotta play some sad music while it's happening. This isn't really sad, though, is it? How about this? This is probably sad. That's what I literally just played.
What I heard was that the thing was... It was gonna go around the sun and come back and...
Yeah, but I think it overshot or something.
Orbit. Oh, really?
Yeah, the story is...
Already? How long? It takes a fucking second to get to Mars.
They already know that it's gonna mess up. I don't know. All I know is that this music, they should have just put this in. They should have let us choose the music for this live stream. It weirds me out he doesn't move. Like, I know it's space, but like, it's weird, right? It's kind of peaceful.
Yeah. Then it's also terrifying to think if you're just that dude sitting there.
There's a car out in space right now, man. Like, you talk so much shit about my Sahara money drop, and there's a car with a fake man in it driving through space right now. And that's real life!
Yeah, it's still more plausible than your Sahara money drop.
Okay, let's read the news. Let's see. I think this actually covers the whole thing. SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket took off from Cape Canaveral, Florida, this afternoon and soared to space, carried its payload, CEO Elon Musk's red Tesla Roadster, into an orbit that stretches into the asteroid belt. The Falcon Heavy's first flight is finally over, and despite a fudge landing in the ocean, the rocket has shown its prowess and is likely ready to begin missions for customers. What if that's a real dude in the thing just to put a prisoner at death row?
That would be the best way to go.
What's your last meal, sir? I would like a Hot Pocket in space. Thank you.
In a Tesla.
In a Tesla Roadster. Going According to the launch success, two of the Falcon Heavy's rocket cores successfully touched down back on Earth after takeoff. The two outer boosters broke away mid-flight and returned to the Cape, touching down around 1,000 feet from one another on SpaceX concrete landing pads, Landing Zone 1 and Landing Zone 2. Good names. The center core then broke away from the vehicle's upper stage and did not land as intended on one of the SpaceX autonomous drone ships in the Atlantic Ocean. That means SpaceX has now landed a total of 23 rockets upright. The Falcon Heavy now holds the title for the world's most powerful rocket, and its launch marks the first time a vehicle this massive has ever been sent up by a commercial company. It boasts 27 inches, more than any other working rocket has ever used, which together create a combined 5 million pounds of thrust. At liftoff. This means the Falcon Heavy can put around 140,000 pounds of cargo into lower Earth orbit, more than twice as much weight as any other operational rocket. This powerful vehicle could open up entirely new type of business for SpaceX, launching heavy national security satellites or even sending large modules or people into deep space. Today's launch was a solid performance of what had been one of the most anticipated rockets to launch in the last decade. SpaceX first announced plans to develop the Falcon Heavy back in 2011 with the goal of launching as early as 2013 or 2014. However, the inaugural mission has suffered numerous delays. Two failures of SpaceX Falcon 9 pushed the launch even further out than planned. Musk also noted that engineering the rocket turned out to be unexpectedly difficult. It actually ended up being way harder to do the Falcon Heavy than we thought. That's my Elon Musk impression. He said at a press conference in July, "At first it sounds easy. Just stick two first stages as a strap-on boosters. How hard can it be? But then all the loads change, the aerodynamics change." The first mission was simply meant to see if the Falcon Heavy could do what it was designed to do, put objects into orbit. That's why its payload was Musk's car. So it's his actual car. He sent his own car to space.
Mm-hmm. His own car.
No, I feel like that madman sent his own car into space.
And then he just got a fucking new one right off the goddamn line.
Well, yeah, I mean, he owns the company. That helps. But, like, what if there's something in there? What if there's a gerbil in, like, the glove compartment? No one would, do people check?
Like, sneak that in there.
Yeah, dude, no one would know, right? That's why it's payload Musk's car. Last year, Musk said the first thing to ride on the Falcon Heavy would be the silliest thing he can imagine, and the Tesla certainly fit that bill. The rocket's up. I mean, he's Tony Stark.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. I mean, I watched those Iron Man movies, and all I could think about is no one would put up with this billionaire's antics. And now we live in that world.
Also, yeah, a billionaire is also president of the United States, too. So.
Did you see that there's a story that came out that said his billions was fabricated for a reality show?
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I know, shocking, right?
No way.
I know. The rocket's upper stage, the top portion of the rocket that is carrying the car, ignited two more times after separating from the Falcon Heavy's boosters. After the first burn, SpaceX put the upper stage into an experimental six-hour coast, where the rocket didn't fire. The long wait was meant to show the Falcon Heavy's ability to do a special kind of orbit maneuver for the Air Force. That's kind of scary, isn't it? Like, why did the Air Force request that? Just like, can you turn your engines off for 6 hours? Yes. Prove it. Okay. Now put a nuke on it. What?
We're dropping bombs from deep orbit, bro.
During the coast, the car passed through the infamous Van Allen belts, regions of intense radiation that surround Earth. The high-energy particles in the belts bombarded the car and rocket.
There you go.
Which Musk warned could be a problem for the rest of the mission. The fuel could freeze and the oxygen could be vaporized, all of which could inhibit the third burn, which is necessary for Transmars injection, Musk said at a press conference on Monday. Shortly after lunch, Musk tweeted... Did I say lunch? Launch. Musk tweeted that everything was normal with the upper stage, and hours later he tweeted the final burn was executed successfully. The goal with the final burn was to place the car in a trajectory around the sun that would take the car near Mars orbit, but Musk tweeted later in the evening that while the burn was successful, the car is now actually headed far beyond Mars. It will instead reach as far as the asteroid belt before being pulled back towards the sun.
Mm-hmm.
It's going like to Saturn and back.
No, the asteroid belt's before Saturn.
Yeah, but it's hyperbole, man. It's going to Saturn and back.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Jupiter's before Saturn, but
is it?
Yep.
It's going to Jupiter and back, man.
There you go, bro.
You think I would know that as much Destiny as I play?
Yep. You don't know actual space, man. You just know fake shit. Fake fucking
Sorry, I'm not like you, man. Look at this landing, though. Look at that. Those are the two things landing. I mean, that is...
That's futuristic.
Yeah, that is like... amazing technology right there that's happening. It's crazy. The Falcon Heavy took off from a historic launch pad at NASA's Spinity Case Center called LC-39A. It is the same pad that was used to launch the Apollo 11 mission to the moon. So the first one that launched people to the moon is also the one that launched a car into space. And we don't find that
He's just shitting on the ground that NASA built, man. NASA built all this. He's just shitting on it with Teslas.
I mean, I guess it's just stuff, dude. SpaceX is currently leasing the site from NASA and will continue to launch Falcon Heavy flights from the pad for the foreseeable future. And now that the Falcon Heavy has launched, the rocket has a couple more missions to do this year. The rocket is scheduled to launch a large Saudi Arabian communication satellite called the Arabsat 6A sometime in the first half of 2018. Then it'll send up a test payload for the U.S. Air Force no earlier than June as a way to certify the rocket for national security missions. After that, the Falcon Heavy is contracted to launch two additional communication satellites for Armorsat and Viziat, but that's it for now. Basic Braid says, I heard this launch costed $90 million to do compared to the $1 billion that it costs the government.
Wow. That's a saving of over 90%.
Yet still spending $90 million to send a car into space. It's also to prove that the technology works, but... I mean, getting to space ain't cheap, man.
I don't know, dude. That's
half. Ain't cheap, man.
That's half an Avatar. Doesn't this feel like better an investment than watching Blue Cat people?
Point. Yeah, that's a better point.
I know. That's what I'm saying. More customers could flock to the powerful rocket soon, and its cheap price tag may make it attractive to NASA, which could use the Falcon Heavy to send robotic missions to other worlds or humans back to the moon. The future of the rocket has yet to be fully defined, but after today's flight, the Falcon Heavy may soon have some ambitious work to do. So there you go, man. That's the Falcon Heavy, dude. That is actually crazy impressive, to be honest. Like,
so one part didn't land on where it was supposed to land on, though?
Well, I don't really understand. Like, I think the two boosters landed, but, right. Like, one part of them didn't land.
Well, not one. The main rocket? Because those were the boosters that shot the main rocket up. And the main rocket didn't land back. I don't know.
Says two Falcon Heavy rocket cores successfully touched down back on Earth. The two outer boosters broke off away mid-flight, returned to the Cape, touching down 1,000 feet from another.
Yeah, there's a story right on the side.
Landing one to the center core broke away from the vehicle's upper stage, but did not land as intended. So is this a photo of it?
I don't know.
With Lauren Grush.
Oh my God, you feel a fucking rocket launch. No.
You ever been there, Kennedy Space Center?
I think like once when I was really little.
I went to Johnson over at Houston. Super cool, dude.
And is capable of putting around 140,000 pounds into lower Earth orbit. That's more than twice the weight that...
Look at Elon Musk just sitting there in a folding chair. You lived there before Wichita?
The Falcon Heavy.
Dude, how do you not hate your life?
Powerful rocket in the world.
In the world.
I'm very excited about this launch because I think this is it's going to really show that we can do giant rockets again. Most space organizations, government or commercial, have set their sights too low. They've really gotten built relatively small rockets.
My Elon Musk impression
Falcon
is
heavy
so good.
It's the first time that there's something that's arguably even in the super heavy class or somewhere between heavy and super heavy. And showing that...
Why do rockets have weights like boxers?
A giant rocket.
Yeah, I'm a welterweight rocket.
Commercially viable, carry satellites, potentially carry people. Falcon Heavy is capable of actually taking a Dragon mission, taking people around the moon.
Is there any update on that, by the way?
Not yet.
Not yet.
We're sort of debating whether to do that on Falcon Heavy or BFR. It will sort of depend on how well the BFR development is going as to whether we...
you know what BFR stands for, right? Big fucking
space,
rocket. Like, it literally stands for that.
What do you see has been the biggest challenge for making this rocket fly?
The biggest challenge of getting to the launch pad has been that we had to completely redesign the center core.
Probably the whole rocket.
So the
you
load going
stupid
the
idiot interviewer.
Much greater than
what's been the hardest
The whole process
rocket.
About containing a very powerful explosion to point in one direction to shoot a piece of metal up into space. You goddamn Homo sapiens.
A force going through that center core, which means we had to really redesign.
This is like Neil deGrasse Tyson talking to Katy Perry.
That's
right
what it's like, dude. I'm sure this lady's very nice.
Is math related to science, Elon Musk? Please tell me.
What are you most excited about when you've launched this rocket?
Like, she has a
the rocket launch.
I'll be really proud of the SpaceX team for having accomplished this incredible task.
Are you going to miss your car? That's what I'd ask him.
And hopefully
that's what a real interviewer should ask.
Inspire the public to get excited about space.
Did you put a gerbil in your glove compartment you didn't tell anybody about?
Excited about the Falcon Heavy. Some customers, like the Planetary Society, are planning on using...
Dude, we got to get Elon Musk on the show and do a real interview. He would love our interviews.
Oh, he would.
Yeah.
They'll never do it. That'll never happen.
It could happen, dude. What the? Why is he there?
We wish us the best today.
Oh, dude, because Bill Nye has nothing better to do than be everywhere science is talked about.
I heard the word science materialized.
Rockets should be like airplanes, where you don't throw them away. Use them and then reuse them, and so it's visionary.
Thanks for that insight there.
How will it feel to see that?
Why is he being interviewed outside of a hotel where hookers live?
You know, we flew the first light sail
or a zoo. One of the
two years ago, and it's a thrill. We're very excited about it, and the idea is to...
Like, I'm ready for Bianca to come out that door back there, wearing a leopard skirt.
Is that you?
Many
destinations. Oh, it's Bill Nye.
Bill Nye, your appointment wasn't until 3 o'clock, honey.
The reason the society does this. There are two questions that we have all asked. Where did we come from? How did we all get here?
I feel like he has talking points, and like he always gets back to this.
Alone in the universe.
And have you watched Bill Nye Saves the World on Netflix?
I talk about this more in depth in my Bill Nye series on Netflix. Have you heard of it?
Here's a free trial, 30 days.
It's on Netflix. Free to stream and binge anytime you would like.
Oh my God, dude.
We're finally here at NASA's press site after all of the hype,
after so many years of waiting, and it is intense. I've been to a couple launches.
The guy in the background looked like he was late. Did you see that, dude?
No. Here today, site after.
Look at this guy.
So many years of waiting.
Shit, I'm so late. I'm so late.
They need this part to launch the rocket. Never seen last minute edition.
In here today.
I'm carrying the hamster.
And the vibe.
It's a gerbil.
Super anxious. We're really ready to see this thing get off the ground.
My God, dude.
Clean that satellite, bro.
Originally, the launch was set for 1:30 p.m. Eastern. Then it got pushed back to 2.
Oh, no. 30
then
minutes.
Then 2:20.
Okay.
Then 2:50.
All right, it's getting a little ridiculous.
It turned out upper-level winds in the area were too high for flight, and SpaceX was trying to wait for them to die down. And people started worrying that they'd have to come back the next day.
Wow, that is some lazy editing.
So we've all been on edge today. SpaceX kept pushing the launch time back and back and back. And now we have a new T-minus zero, which is 3:45 p.m., but our launch window only lasts until 4 p.m. However, the rocket is loaded with propellants, so I think it might actually go up today.
Dude, we're so jaded, we don't find it amazing so they can predict wind speeds for 30 minutes in the future.
Has sounded strong at 88.2 degrees.
Falcon Heavy gas loads.
It's a bird, dude.
Heavy is configured for flight.
T-minus 15, stand by for total count. And
launch director on
9, 8,
yeah.
6.
God, it is exciting, isn't it?
3, 2, 1.
Oh, my God. Hitting us.
Oh,
wow. That is a beast.
Got a helicopter up there in the back. Dude, that is so cool, though. You feel like a piece of shit because all we do is a stupid podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can still see it clear as day.
It's pretty loud too when you're there. It's pretty crazy. Oh, I can only imagine, dude. I can only imagine.
It's supersonic. Bitches.
What did she say?
I think she said it's supersonic, bitches.
Is that what she just said?
I'm pretty sure that's what she said. I think so, right?
Oh my God.
I don't know.
What is this fucking video, man?
I don't know. I'm loving
it,
though.
Is this The Verge?
No, this. No, well, maybe it is The Verge.
We're going to go together.
Yeah, The Verge logo is down there in the corner where our faces are. Like, I don't mean to get all deep, but, like, what we do here. The ultimate of what we could do is put cameras on those rockets. Like, yeah. That's our job at its best.
Right.
And the Falcons have landed.
God, that's so awesome, dude.
I thought I was going to explode for a second.
I kind of want to watch all of Lauren. All of Lauren Grush's video. Like, this is her in the spacesuit, dude.
Oh,
like, what?
Jesus.
You okay?
Yeah.
All right.
What happens if you fall over?
It hurts.
Do you feel pain?
Enough to watch
like any time else, you'd fall over.
I've had to stay behind here.
Am I in a giant marshmallow?
Doesn't really qualify me to be an astronaut.
God, turn this
but
shit off.
Dude, I kind of liked her.
No.
I like Lauren Grush. What if I subscribe to her? Can we be subscribed to Z Swigs, Colby Newman, Newbies, and Lauren Grush? Can we please have those
I deny off? My side of it. I mean, you have the button.
Oh, man, I'll be good. I'll be good, man. All right. There, chat. I squeezed another 43 minutes out of Colby tonight.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Oh, God. So, guys, thank you so much for being here tonight and watching this show. I appreciate it very much. I'm sure Colby does, too.
I do so much.
There you go. So, we will be back.
I provided shirts.
He did.
For you to wear.
Yes, if you guys didn't know, okay, we have, I'll show you real quick, we have what I think is the best shirt we've ever offered right here.
Ever.
which is The Hog.
Wham!
It's The Hog. It's available at raptorteeth.live/Seth and Colby, or you can go to SethandColby.com and scroll down to the bottom if you want to get The Hog. And, yeah, check that out. Otherwise, guys, thank you so much for watching. We'll be back Sunday, 2 p.m. Central Time, and then again on Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Time, both at twitch.tv/live, dude. And yeah, if you want to support the show, follow us on Twitch. It's totally free. If you want to donate money, we'd appreciate it. If you want to subscribe, $4.99 a month, we appreciate that as well. And yeah, we'll see you live or youtube.com/SethandColby or Morris, on iTunes, Google Play.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
Go to bed.
He told me at the end of my stream today that he wouldn't be here because he had to work days and he'd be asleep. And we've done a show later than ever and he's still here. He lives in the UK.
Go to bed, man.
Yeah. Good luck to everybody out there, guys. Thank you so much for watching, dude.
Sunday.
We'll see you on Sunday. Have a great one. Bye.